We're headed for Nevada with the sweet old ass blasters. And I've got my gun in the door. But before we can drive out, I've loose goods to buy up right here at the old Perfection store. And I'll walk along when Val's finished his song. When I've emptied the cans, when I've met the black hand, when I've paid off the changs, when my wrist size meringues right here at the old Perfection store, where something lives under the floor. And I'll help you up when the tour jeep picks up, when they eat all my friends, when I scream for the end, when the graboids can't hear, when I get out of here, right here at the old Perfection store, where something lives under the floor. And I'll bring the news, 'cause I run without shoes, when the bodies go down, when the car's underground, with my grisly big boar that I shoot at the floor, right here at the old Perfection store, where something lives under the floor. When I'm friends with the gum, when I'm flying above, right here at the old Perfection store, where something lives under the floor. Boom! Big old explosion! Some like confetti comes down. And welcome, everyone, to the one and only Tremors Podcast, Talking Tremors. I am your host, Levi Dylan Burslaw-Flutt. And that was a song from The Hunger Games that I made work for Tremors. Hold on. The carpet rug under here is doing me under. But booyah! Welcome, and I know I'm late, and screw you, Edwin, and I love you, William. So, you know, that's what, be nicer to people, Edwin. Like, come on. Again, you can criticize me once you start a podcast, all right? How about that? And then you get to tell me how I'm wrong all the time. Otherwise, this is my Talking Tremors show. See, I've got the hat. The hat means that I win. You're not very nice, Edwin. Sometimes you can be mean, and I allow it because you're my friend. And sometimes you have appropriate criticisms. And other times, you're just being mean because that's, like, the cool thing to do because everybody doesn't like passionate people. And it's one of those, like, oh, I gotta, like, bring you down to my level. It's like, no. You can meet me up here. But yeah, welcome everyone. If you're watching, whether on YouTube or on TikTok, welcome to the Talking Tremors Show. Again, the only podcast all about Tremors. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And because of that, I get to do what I want to. And you can't stop me. Yeah, like I said, so that song is from The Hunger Games. If you, I allow it, Edwin. But that doesn't mean I can't tell that you're kind of being mean because that's the best way that you know how to interact with people. Like when Anthony's mean to me, I know that he, like, we have a back and forth on it where it's like, yeah, I give him guff, but then, you know, he throws it back. You, Edwin, sometimes, like, it seems like because you're so, please forgive this, because you're so young, that it's definitely a, like, oh, I don't have anyone else in my life that knows how to, like, be positive, and everybody else is so very negative, so I feel like if I'm negative, that's the way to, like, be. Like, that's where I don't mind it, like, what you do sometimes, because I can tell that you're, like, learning. Like, that's, I'm great with that. Like, I'm great with people learning and, you know, trying to be better all the time. Hey, we were all young. That's where it's like, and the reason I know that is because I used to do that, Edwin. And it's like, you know what? I didn't like it when I did that. So, you know what? I don't see that anybody else would like it when anybody else does that either. It's playing the sandbox is always what I say of it, you know? But yet, this is Talking Tremors. And if you're wondering, TikTok people, who the fuck I'm talking to, I'm talking to the people on YouTube. Because they're the most important people. I mean, TikTok, you're all right. But, like, you're far mean. And thank you, Edwin, for listening to the criticism and understanding it. William just said, okay, I'll go start my own podcast and with blackjack and hookers and forget this podcast. It was like, yeah, that's, you know, yeah. And this is where the thing I said about Anthony was like, you know, I understand criticism when you're doing it yourself. And then you're like, oh, well, hey, this is how you're not doing it, like, well enough. And you're like, okay, at least you've done it. That's my opinion on it. Doesn't mean you have to do it to be able to criticize, which is where I do appreciate Edwin's opinion. But not always. Got really off track there because that's just, you know, it's just my thing. But this is the Talking Tremors podcast. Again, I'm your host, Levi Dylan Burslaw. This is something I'm learning, is that I don't actually say my name enough in this show to be like, who are you? What are you doing? What is this? And it's like, what, this is the Talking Tremors podcast, and I am your host, Levi Dylan Burslaw. Like, you gotta make mistakes to get to this point in life. And that's where I like to give people the leeway. Think of it. It's a door. It's a door, not a window. You know, because a window is something that you just look through, but, like, a door has an ability to go in and out. And yes, I did get your reference, William. I've watched enough Futurama, or I don't think I've even seen that episode, but I have enough of an osmosis reference to know what Bender saying, blackjack and hookers, and that whole thing. We all know that. TikTok people. This is funny. This person on TikTok, she said, I feel like every Tremors fan has a cowboy hat. That's because we do. That's because we do. Although this one has been bent a little bit and not. I did use it for my character, Eve Gross, in my new Tremors movie, but yes, it's my. Now look, Earl, I don't know what the fuck you saying, but, like, we gotta get out of here. And no, you don't have to. This is, so we're gonna have a conversation about this later. I'm gonna bring Caitlin on for this later. But, you know, there's no, in my mind, there are no requirements to be a Tremors fan. If you like Tremors, good job for you. That's it. That's the, you know what, I guess that's the only requirement. Even if you only like the first Tremors movie, you like Tremors. You're a Tremors fan. And I think that's awesome and great. And welcome to the Talking Tremors show, where I am your host, Levi Dylan Burslaw. And yeah, I think it's funny that you've got it, Edwin, that you got my name. But I realize it listening back, because I kind of barely edit it, but I edit the beginning and the end of this show, and I'm always like, at the end, I never actually, like, thank myself and, like, say my name. Because what it is that I listen. Oh, shit. I'm already going to do it. When I listen to We Have Issues podcast with Anthony, there's an olive. Anthony does a really great job closing out. Well, this has been We Have Issues, and I'm Anthony, and this is Stevie Wildcard. And I'm always like, shit. Same thing. Ah, this is another one. Damn it. Same thing with Don't Make It Weird podcast, where I'm Dinosaurus D like dude nuts. It's Dan Q. Dank writes, producer Sean, what are you doing? I'm going to go eat some barbecue sushi, usually. There are no initiation requirements. Welcome. Here's a great question I just got from TikTok, and I'm going to call it out. So, how would you feel about an R-rated Tremors movie? And yes, they are TARDIS hand warmers. I think that Tremors works best when it's not R-rated. I think you can get really close to that wall and rub it of the R rating without actually crossing over to it. And I think the minute you cross over to it, you kind of dilute how far you're able to make that reach other Tremors fans. Like, you have to... I don't even mean that in like the family friendliness, but honestly, like, my Doctor Who gloves are a good example. So Doctor Who is what I would consider sometimes very PG-13R. Like, there's some things that just like, whoa, I don't know if like children should be watching this, but obviously they are. And that's the family friendly part of something, where it's like, you can have really fucked up shit, but that doesn't mean that it has to be an R rating. And I have to say, I just said fucked up shit. I have a personal problem that I hate that swearing is such an instant R rating. Like, I wish, like, and I, like, we all know it too. Kevin Bacon's "fuck you" is quite possibly the greatest F-bomb in cinematic history. like, it is... it's the best. And I always wish that, like, there could have been, you know, I feel like every Tremors movie should have that one moment where you just drop the F-bomb in such a way that it just comes out of nowhere. And you're just like, holy, wait, what was that? That was, whew, that was good. Damn, okay, that was good. I love it. You don't overuse it. And that's where I think it's funny how they, when they made the original one, there's a lot more swearing. I've read the script for it. There's a lot more swearing in the script or whatever. And I like, one of my favorite ones that they changed is mother humpers. To go from motherfuckers to mother humpers is just like, that is so, it's so, it like fleshes out the world in a way that I think, because it's, I always, because the way that it works is that it's Bert saying mother humpers. So I always like to think that like, there's this aspect to Bert Gummer's personality where he's like, kind of a prude and doesn't want to say motherfuckers, and so he says mother humpers and stuff, and they just kind of go along with it, and they're like, yeah, Bert said mother humpers, but you know what, you roger that, however, there are two more mother humpers. It's just great. It's fantastic to me. So do I think there should be an R-rated Tremors? No. I think you can get away with a lot of like really messed up shit in a Tremors movie without it ever reaching the R rating. I brushed my hair and it looks insane. I'm gonna brush it right now. This is weird, but I'm gonna do it. I did. I brushed it when I started, but now I do the freaking out thing and it looks, excuse me, folks. Personal grooming moment in my own podcast, but I really don't care. This is how little, you know, I kind of like to have fun. Like, this is life. This is life and weirdness of, like, making a podcast and doing all that. Here we go. Now that looks better. I keep the brush by my desk for a reason. the Tally Hall album cover. I don't know what you mean, Edmund. Talk me through that. But I think people don't realize how much like terrifyingness is already in a Tremors movie without it being rated R. Like when Chang's death, you know, literally getting pulled under, or Nestor's death is even more R rated, but you don't see anything. Edgar's head, you know, like just it's just like sitting there. Actually, hell, I think the whole scene with Jim, the doctor, getting taken under is very, feels like it's very R, but very, no, I guess you're not seeing anything because you just, the album cover, this thing right here, or this thing, tell me, Edwin, I don't know, left or right, and yeah, like, you don't have to, the concept itself lends itself, the concept itself lends itself to not having to be full R-rated. What the hell are you saying, Edwin? Edwin's saying something about Tally Hall album covers. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I'm gonna put my hat back on because I think I look cool in it. And actually, in essence, let me go to this. So I just did the song. I just did the song, the old there before, from the newest Hunger Games movie, A Ballad of Songbird and Snakes. And I redid it for Tremorsy stuff because I'm want to do that. And I think there's a great example of a movie series that is PG-13, but the concept is R. Like, it's, there's children dying in an arena and they're dying for our personal amusement, and yet somehow this is a PG-13 thing because nobody swears and we don't see any boobies. So I guess that means it's PG-13. I don't think that's how life works. It's pretty R. I watched a girl with Down syndrome get eaten by snakes, and I'm just like, yeah, that's R to me. And Edwin's right. It's all in presentation. Like, you just, it's the way that it's made and built. I'll come back to you, TikTok. You guys aren't caring right now, so I'm going to come back. I like to in and out on TikTok. This is my way of telling them that they're not good enough. Shh. Don't yo-ho at me. Although, there's a TikTok going around the song from Pirates of the Caribbean, where it's like the bass singers. Yo-ho, all hands, hoist the colors. It's so fucking cool, man. It's just bass singers. And actually, Pirates of the Caribbean. There's another one that's kind of like, it rides that PG-13 line. So no, TikTok person, thank you for the question. I don't think you need to be R-rated to be able to make a really hardcore horror movie. I don't know. Okay, ASAP Sharky, who I don't know. If you have a regular name that I know you as, or I know you on Twitter or Facebook, let me know, ASAP Sharky. But this is a good point over here. So, like, I could have people's heads blowing up, but if there's no boobs or swearing, it's PG-13. LMAFO. And I agree, it's really stupid, right? Like, that's so, like... Edwin just said some cartoons ride the line of R. Tom and Jerry is, or the Coyote and Roadrunner are some violent shit, man. It's some really violent shit. But somehow that's not R rated. Like, these are animals like murdering each other, but it's not R because we didn't see any booby. Oh my God, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Courage the Cowardly Dog is a TV show that I have trouble watching sometimes because it is so fucking scary for just being a cartoon. And hello, Mason. My name is Levi Dylan Burslaw-Flatt, and this is the Talking Tremors podcast. See, I did that. I'm going to do that every time I meet a new person out here. Or that's going to be my new... it's a way of inserting this in here. Okay, I always love when people, like, talk about my wonderful sweater puppies over here, and I'm just like, that's such a weird way to say that. I mean, thanks. Appreciate it, TikTok. I'm glad that I'm giving you ambiguous feelings, but that's your life. Oh my God. There was somebody, I just have to say this. I hope they're not on here, and if they are, it's Lut, by the way, Edwin, Lut. It's not Lut like slut, Lut like butt. But I had someone last week, I'm pretty sure, was doing very dirty things to the video of me, because I got a message afterwards where like they messaged me on Twitter and they're like, I don't think you understand how hot you were making me. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, great. That's, you know, like and subscribe to the channel. You know, I don't know what the hell. And I have to say, like, I get it. I was gonna say real women, but that's me. Women deal with that all the time in general. So that's like, you know what? There's part of me that's partially flattered for being like, oh, cool, I'm getting dick pics sent to me. Or whatever, but it's still also like, this shouldn't happen at all. Like, that's just weird in general. You should not be messaging people telling them how much just watching them on videos almost got you off. And you're like, you know, nobody needs... That's R! That's R! That is R-rated! Please, no thank you. It's just, nobody needs that. Nobody. Ever. Ever. It doesn't matter what gender you are. Male, female, in between, undecided. It does not matter. Please, just don't do that. Just don't. Just enjoy something. Or if you are doing that to them, don't tell them. I don't, see, now, and my brain has been fucked up now because I'm like, oh my God, if that person's like watching, are they going to do that again? Like, I don't need that. Like, again, like and subscribe to the Tremor Saga on YouTube, please. They really need the help. Like, they only have 600 followers. So, like, go subscribe over there. That would be great. But, you know, just stop. Stop. Just don't do that. Just don't do that. Where am I streaming from, folks? I'm streaming from Iowa. Alright, so, anyway, I wanted to, like, the reason I was bringing up the Hunger Games, and I wanted, listen, folks, like, Tremors 4, The Legend Begins, is my favorite Tremors movie. We've had this discussion, before, multiple times. I have almost 50 episodes of this show where I've talked about how Tremors 4 is the greatest Tremors movie of all time. Although I just watched the Tremors 2 Arrow 4K today. Oh my God. And I watched it twice because I had to listen to both commentaries. Oh my God. This is amazing. I'm going to talk about it later, but this was so awesome to watch in 4K. I need to get the original one in the 4K. With the limited edition book and everything. I can't believe I didn't think that I had a Blu-ray player on the Xbox One. I thought it was just an Xbox. I didn't realize it had a Blu-ray player, so I wasn't worried about it. Please, Mason, I'm just going to say your name. It's easier than saying your username. Mason said, I hate to admit this, but there's definitely a Tremors adult film out there. So listen, there's not, but, however, there is lots of Tremors adult-related stuff out there. And I actually have, I'm going to read later, this is an olive. Because I got this idea from the Don't Make It Weird podcast, where they do this segment every week where they read, it's called Cringy Copulation, where they read an erotic reading from a book or something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to find some Val and Earl fan slash fic, and we're going to read that later. And I found one, and we're going to read it later. And it's pretty spicy. I'm not, again, this is one of those things, I don't have to be into it to be like, you know what? That's actually pretty well done. Good job for you. There's also a Tremors. God, this is so hard to say sometimes. Okay, if Ben's in here. So there's a guy who's a part of the stream. I love him. Ben Swart, Pen J of Starseed. Absolutely love his stuff. He's working on a Tremors porn comic currently. But when I say there's a Tremors porn comic, I actually don't mean that one. There is a Tremors comic, adult comic, that is, it's Rosalita and the Vivica A. Fox character from Tremors the series being sexually swallowed by a graboid, and they're naked the whole time. It's one of those things where you're like, hey, you want to send it to like Gladys Jimenez and be like, hey, check this out. But you're also like, no, you know what? That's fine. If you ask me if that exists, and you're like, we're having a conversation at Tremors Fest, and Gladys is like, oh yeah, you know, everybody talks about my boobs in that one scene where I'm all wet and stuff in the Blast from the Past episode, and I'm like, well, you should see the Tremors comic about you. There's some things that I want to post a lot, but then you're just like, that's going to get me in trouble. I can't post that. That's going to be bad. I'm not going to post that. Nope. So there it is out there. So that's R. That's R. but it exists. And again, I think it's cool. It's great. I always look at it from afar like, yeah, that's awesome. However, please stop doing stuff to the video of me, unless you're subscribed to the channel. If you're subscribed to the channel, I don't care. Then awesome. Then you can whatever you want to yourself all day long. That's the Talking Tremors podcast, baby, and I am your host, Levi Dylan Verloflet, and I approve of this message. But again, I think it's cool. again, I have no, I'm not, like, I'm not here to say what's right or what's wrong. I'm a supporter of all Tremors fandom. That's my booyah. That's a whole reason for the podcast, baby. And Mason asked, what is the Tremors series even? The Tremors series is 13 episodes of greatness that aired in 2003. And if you have never watched Tremors the series, you need to go watch it. Please don't stop watching this right now. But once this is over, I think it's on Tubi. And I did email Tubi, and I've been like, hey, look, you do have this in the wrong order. I'm really hoping that they change it up. I'm hoping. Like, let's hope. Kind of forgot if I was. Yes. Okay. All that stuff's going. All that stuff's going good. Sorry. I always get a panic attack about 20 minutes in when I'm like, oh, wait, is everything properly running? And it is. Cool. Huh. All right, so that was my 20-minute preamble. I want to go back to this. There's actually... people are wishing for Tremors comics right now. And Michael O'Haver and Rob Dieterle... again, I'm sorry if I mispronounce people's names. My name is a hassle to say, because my name is Levi Dylan Berzloff Lutt, and this is the Talking Tremors podcast. I kind of need to repeat it, because it's a weird name. Michael O'Haver and a friend of his are making a Tremors comic, and if I can push Anthony LaFusi and, honestly, not even Steven. Steven has no idea what Tremors is, so it's just Anthony, to make a Tremors comic, please and thank you. That would be great. But I really want to talk about the Tremors to Arrow 4K, first of all. All right, finally got this in the mail, and I just have to say, this was fucking dope. All right, folks, I was going to say, like, go out and buy it, but good luck, because they're all sold out, and it's freaking awesome. Here's a poster. I got the big poster. Again, what are those on the cover? Nobody fucking knows. That's not a real... and yes, Mason, there is a Tremors box set with the whole series. That would be the Tremors Ultimate Collection. All the 7 movies and the TV show. I was going to say all 7 movies, but there's not... there's 15 movies. There's 15 Tremors movies. And then 3 TV shows. Yeah. Go buy this. If you can't buy this. Yeah, this poster... It's cool Shrieker poster on the back. Honestly, out of the two, this is the one I'd hang up. Because, you know, again, what is this? What are these things? These are not Tremors. Shit. They're not... these are... well, you know what? These are Tremors. These are not Graboids. These are the Tremors that are in the name. They're not Graboids. We all fucking know that. And then, yeah, the freaking 4K... actually, I always love Matt Frank has the... these really great drawings, which is what I want to get for the... oh, my wife's here. I love you, babe. Thanks for being here. Matt Frank has the really detailed drawings of the, like, anatomy of the Shrieker, which I think is just fantastic and awesome. Like, so freaking cool. That's where I said I got to get the other one. I'm pretty sure I can find, like, the limited editions on eBay, because I want the book, too. So then there's a freaking book in here. And I did. I was reading all about, like, how the direct-to-TV sequel was made. And I came up with some more theories about, like, how, like... oh, that Universal fucking money-making machine. Shit, that technically counts as an olive, because I said I hate Universal. damn it. This is actually a good drinking game, I've come to find. Thank you for the help, Edwin. Also, thank you, Edwin, for being here from last time. We all missed you. Like, everybody would. We were all talking about you. I know you never actually watched these back again, but we were talking about you. And William just asked, is there anything different besides the cover for the Arrows? No. Although, I have it on good authority that Arrow is going to be making different colors for each one. Like, I think, and I'm pretty sure, if I had to make a guess, I'm pretty sure the next one, it'll be an ass blaster. And it'll be red. That's my... and then I think the Tremors 4-1 is going to be yellow. That's my... That's my opinion on that. And no, Edwin, the olives thing is a new thing. It's a new episode thing because I don't drink alcohol and I don't smoke weed anymore. And olives are my new drinking game. I ate a lot of olives last time. So many olives. But yeah, this Tremors 2 4K is awesome. If you can get a hold of it anywhere you need to, check it out. Because it was, they actually had outtakes in it. Like legitimate outtakes. I know, legitimate outtakes? What does that mean? Like, no, like, oh my god, stuff I have been, like, waiting to see for, like, years. And yeah, William, if I was you, I would only, don't buy the orange ones. Try to buy the colored ones. That's my professional opinion. You got a good question there, Mason. I'm going to finish it here in a second. The outtakes for Tremors 2 were awesome, man. Like, oh my god, so freaking cool. There was one where they were doing the scene with the CO2 and the spray in the. Like, the spray-in, and I couldn't tell if it was a rehearsal or not, because, like, it seemed like they did not know their lines, and they're just, there's CO2! It'll make you cold! But what does that mean? Like, no, let me do it! Blast me! It was fucking hilarious. Like, it was such a glimpse onto acting, just how hard it is sometimes or whatever, what you're doing. And then there was one, and I know everyone's been asking about this, and I knew it existed, was that there's an outtake of Steve S.S. Wilson in the Burt Gummer truck shooting the Shriekers. Shooting, like, that's the part, like... well, Hold on. Well, I took the first wave with semi-auto fire, but they just kept coming. Sheer luck, most of them were in front of the truck, so I just popped it in the sixth wheel and ran them down. once I got on board, I handled with a combination of small arms fire and hand-to-hand techniques. And you actually see, well, you don't see, like, the whole, like, scene of it, because that's not plausible to, like, have actually filmed that. But you see, like, Steve is shooting some Shriekers on the hood, and then they pull him off or whatever, and it's so good. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, no, let's cut this. No, because it's so much better to have the, like, Bert's looking at the map, and then... it's, like, way, way too better. Way better to have the surprise. And then, so Mason asked, isn't there a Tremors TV movie? Yes and no! Yes and no. There's a Kevin Bacon pilot, which is about 60 minutes long, and I always feel like they should release it as a TV movie. And boom. Gang, but, you know, talk about that. You put the Kevin Bacon pilot on one of these things, people have fucking shit their pants, man. This sold out in a month. A month. This released on November 27th. And by December 27th, this had sold out. Like, and just as a, like, just to let people know, the Tremors 1 Arrow 4K took about a year to, like, actually sell out. This sold out in a month, and it's the fucking sequel. What? I cannot believe it. Like, absolutely amazing. So cool. Caitlin, I know you're watching on the TikTok. I'm going to delete the TikTok and bring it back. So you know. I'm not deleting it because you're here. I appreciate all your roses and your gifts. Caitlin's my number one gifter on TikTok. Booyah. But I got to go out so I can get more people on the TikToks. This is my scam that I pull. All right, and hold on. One second, YouTube people. This is part of the process. This is why this show goes on for 3 hours sometimes. Not really. It's because I just love talking about Tremors. But yeah, the Tremors 2 Arrow 4K, absolutely amazing. And then, okay, Edwin, eating too many olives can lead to weight gain and an increased risk of heart disease and other health problems. Eating 5 to 10 olives a day as a snack or adding them to food is great, but overconsumption could cause bloating and gastritis. Edwin, I don't care if you just look that up on Google. I'm going to eat the olives. I don't eat them. Okay, that's not fair. I do eat them regularly, but I eat a bunch for the show because it's hilarious to, like, oh, every time I do an impression or sing a song or... I did talk about the Kevin Bacon pilot, so that counts. I eat an olive. I think it's funny. And if you don't like olives, then fuck you. Shit, that's an impression. Damn it. But anyway, I was... I actually watched the Tremors 2 4K today with Caitlin. And I even had to be like, hey, babe... is it cool if I watch this movie twice with both commentaries? She's like, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to go into another room and clean the house. To that point, we actually both cleaned the house today. Over here, there used to be a much bigger pile of clothes. But I cleaned it. And so did Caitlin. And Caitlin had some here. And We did a lot. But I listened to both today, and actually, before I get to the commentaries, I was, so there was two, special featurettes. There was one with Phil Tippett, which I don't really remember much, and that's actually because Phil Tippett didn't remember much. Like, it was funny, like, Caitlin, like, it came on, and Phil Tippett's like, I actually don't remember much about these movies. And Caitlin was like, yeah. Because you were all on drugs. And he did. Phil Tippett. No offense to the man. But it was just like, yeah, no, I may have been way too high for this. Because I don't remember a thing. And I think, honestly, that's a joke. But I think the real reason is that, like, because his job was CGI and he's in an office, you know, just sitting at a computer, you don't form as many memories as you would out there on the field. So then there's another one, which was by Peter Chesney, who was the, I would say explosive expert was what I got from the video. Was Peter Chesney is the Graboid and Shrieker explosion expert guy. And it was funny because it literally starts out, he's like, you know, I met with Steve and I just realized that, like, we were going to hit it off right away. We both had the same humor, and I knew exactly, he knew what I needed to do, and I knew what I needed to do to get it for him, and we just were able to go to town. And actually, his featurette was really, like, very expressive about, like, everything that he had to, like, work and do, and how much fun it was to, like, blow shit up, basically. And I love the way he was talking, where it's just like, you know, you're not going to get paid a lot to do this job. You're not going to get paid a lot to make a movie or a Tremors movie, anything like that. But when you can have fun and it's like, and then, you know, hang out with people after when the day's done and you do a great job of working. And actually, he was describing the whole, like, something that I love when I'm making movies or doing shows or doing this podcast or doing anything creative like that is that the sense of camaraderie that happens when you're working with people and like, oh, okay, so we're going to need this and this and this. Can you spare that? Can we use, like, a couple of your guys from over here and, like, put them in this and, like, let's, like, back and forth. Oh, hey, let's ask the producers to, like, and can we borrow these guys? Like, can we move this around? Hey, can we do this for the day? Like, and like the switching and I'm using my hands a lot, and I realize I do this a lot because of watching We Have Issues with Anthony. But the flowing in and outness of working together is so fascinating, and I absolutely, like, it was so cool to hear just like, no, this was hard, this was a difficult job, but, like, the way that we work together and our team effort and everybody coming in to save the day was just like, that's what made it fun, and that's what made it Tremors, and he and Peter Chesney was even like, that's what made it really just like come alive. There we go. No, not a Tremors movie directed by Michael Bay. Ugh, I love you, Mason. You're new to the channel. No. Forgive me. I don't mean to hate you. No. I'll give reasons in a minute once I'm done being upset by that sentence. we already have Tremors movies made by Michael Bay, and they're called Tremors 5, 6, and 7. It's Don Michael Paul. And I don't hate Don Michael Paul anymore. I've come to that impasse and worked past it. And yes, I am chilling in an attic. But anyway, like Peter, I love the way Peter was describing just working with people and having a good time and creating something really cool. It was just, I just loved it. I don't know. I thought it was one of my favorite special featurettes things. Like just talking about that's the Stampede ethos. That's the people that made Tremors 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and the TV show. That was their like, that's why people came back. That's why they did it more. To the point where, hold on, I want to see. I've been waiting for Steve to email me back, but no, that was not Steve. Because there was a funny thing as I was listening to the commentaries, and Nancy was saying in the commentaries that she bought the grizzly big boar that Bert has in that movie. She bought it and she gave it to Steve S.S. Wilson as an end of rap gift, and she was like, and I don't think he's ever fired it. And I'm like, what? So I actually emailed him. I like literally emailed him like 5 minutes after I heard that. I was like, hey, Steve, I just got the Tremors 2 Arrow 4K. And, you know, I'm listening to the commentaries. And Nancy said that she, you know, gave you the Burt Gummer gun as a gift. And you never fired it? That was it. That was the extent of the email. So I'm waiting for him to get back to me and be like, no, you're right. I should go out there and look, Levi, I understand that you think that I need to fire my big gun, and maybe I do, and maybe I want to, but it's kind of odd for me to go out in the middle of the desert and just shoot a big gun. Which is what I feel like his answer is gonna be. And that technically counts as an impression. Out of time. And you know what? So, okay, Mason just said the sand for snow thing. Look, I've become forgiving of it, but I'm literally, like, outside my windows right now. It's 2 foot of fucking snow. Like, and that's not an exaggeration. You can go to my, like, not the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, where I've been doing live videos every time we go out, like, and just like, look at all this snow! There's all this snow. And you know what the thing that about snow is that it's not blue. It's fucking gray. It's not white. It's not white either. People think that snow is white. It's not. Snow is gray. Like, because there's so much of it coming down that you can't see. It's like fog. I was telling Caitlin this when we were like walking to go get the mail. Like, it's like fog. And like you're not seeing anything, and your brain is blinded because of the snow blindness. You literally get the blindness because the white snow is so bright. That snow has never been and will never be blue. Snow will be gray. Snow will be white. Sometimes, weirdly enough, snow can be orange. If you get sun in the snow, you can actually get orangey kind of glow in your snow. But it will never be blue. It will not. That's no. And if you've watched the Dead Meat Tremors Fest video with Zoran and Don Michael Paul being like, hey, just for me, pretend it's snow. You know, I tried, you know, just, and it's like, I will, Don. And that's about as far as I'll take it. I will pretend for you. But inside my heart, I will be like, that's not fucking snow, man. That's not. And then, actually, Justin Edwards, who's in my new Tremors film together, that we've been making together, he actually sent me a script last week. He's already working on another Tremors movie he wants to do, which is called Tremors Shifting Sands, which is really good. It's like Tremors on an island. Like, not, okay, Tremors on the river, but there's, if you've ever been on a river in the Midwest, there's little islands and stuff, and like out of like it's very cool. I'm excited for it. But he wants to do, he actually texted me the other day when it was snowing. He's like, oh yeah, this is like what I would need for my snow opener, which he wants to, like, he wants to do an opener to a Tremors movie in the snow where there's, like, a guy ice fishing. And then that's when the Graboid comes from underneath and gets him. And I honestly, it's a great opener. I would 100%, like, be behind him to do it. And because and Caitlin was giving me shit. She's like, hey, why don't we go out and, like, film something in the snow? And I'm like, no, I don't have a script ready. And she's like, yeah, but you can write a first draft right now. We can just go do it. And I'm like, fuck, you know, I can. But also, I'm not. We were actually supposed to film today. We were supposed to film our boardroom scene. But then the snow happened. And I mean a lot of snow. And so the place we were going to do it, they closed down for the day. And so then we're going to do it next Saturday, which is really stressing me out. Because I really want to release this movie in January, and I'm going to freak out if we don't, because January's Tremors month, and I don't think it's going to be the 19th, because the 19th is next week, but I think, I literally can't, so it has to be, I think I'm going to release it on the 31st, like, January 31st is my release date, and I'm holding myself to that. But snow is insane. Like, snow is not blue. Snow is gray and foggy. And if you're going to make a Tremors movie with snow, it fucking better be with the snow, man. Like, don't blue filter that shit. Please don't. It's just not, like, and you know, Michael Gross grew up in Chicago. And I just, I'd love to actually talk to him and be like, so, hey, you know, I mean, Don did an all right job. You know, I can tell, honestly, what Don Michael Paul and the effects team did with the, like, the snow flares and stuff and, you know, kind of trying to work it to make it look like snow. I think applaud the good job, all right? I'm going to do some things with my movie that are kind of like, I don't know if that's better than Sand for Snow. So, you know, I can't entirely complain. But I'd love to hear, like, Michael, like, hey, you know, he tried, like, what do you think about the snow? Or the lack thereof? The sand. What do you think about the sand snow? You know, because you grew up in Chicago when we actually had hardcore winters, too. So, like, let's dish about it. Let's dish about the snow, man. What do you got to say? Hold on 1 second. I always forget if I clean my camera beforehand. And hey, Mason wrote an essay with a random ass Tremors reference in it. We would have got it, bud. We would all got it. Which of the Tremors movies do I like? Says a person on TikTok. You know what? How about I just say the ones that I dislike the least, which are Tremors 3 and Tremors 7. Tremors 7, I have no quarter for, and it can just go over there in a corner and think about all the bad things that it did. Which Tremors movies do I like? The ones that I made. I'm biased, and I made Tremors movies, and I think that they're awesome. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. But anyway, I was talking about Tremors 2, the 4K. And it was just, again, it was really interesting seeing the whole thing. I loved John, because John gives a commentary too. John Melville, who wrote, I'll do it every episode too, because John's going to be on the show, and I'm super excited for John to be on the show. John Melville, who wrote Seeking Perfection, The Official Guide to Tremors. There's all the people that signed my Tremors book so far. With I was looking at this today too. What a pleasure. From Michael Gross. What a pleasure. Like, look at that. That's me. I know that that's just, you know, actor speak for being nice, but I think it's cool. And then Gladys was just, it doesn't matter. Anyway, John gave me his commentary, and I really loved that I could tell that he wrote it out beforehand. Like, usually a commentary track is you're just kind of, like, reacting to stuff on screen. But John wrote out his commentary track beforehand, and I was actually impressed. It's pretty much, no joke, because he does the opening to this book here, this Tremors 2 Aftershocks book. It was pretty much what he wrote for a whole new ball game. Writing Tremors 2 Aftershocks by Jonathan Melville. Which, again, is another reason to go buy this anywhere. And yes, Mason, this book here, Jonathan Melville's book, Seeking Perfection, The Official Guide to Tremors, is available everywhere. You can go get this anywhere. Go to Amazon.com right now and buy this book. And I mean this, like, my podcast is cool. I like my podcast. This is Talking Tremors with Levi Dillon, Burslaw Flutt, and I want you to, you know, like and subscribe. Go to the Tremor Saga's different socials and all that jazz. This book is head and shoulders better than my podcast. I don't even mean that, like, self-deprecating. Like, this podcast is a whole different beast. This is about having fun with Tremors. We take everything that's in this book and more books and everything else that I... Oh, my... All the... Everything that I have here. Like, I have... I always got to do this just because, like, you know, my stack of books about Tremors-related things... My stack of them, you know, and it, we take all this wonderful information, and we put it into my brain, which then, you know, comes out my mouth, and then is a podcast called Talking Tremors with Levi Dillon, Burslaw Flutt. Like, and, but this book right here, Jonathan Melville's Seeking Perfection, A Tremors Guide, is unequivocally, without a doubt, one of the best books about tremors I've ever read. Or will ever read. And I'm even helping Octavio Lopez San Juan write the next Tremors book, Cazador de Grabois, La Historia de la Saga Temerores, which is a whole Tremors book from the perspective of Michael Gross. Unfortunately, it's all in Spanish, but I have a copy ordered and ready to go. And I was and Octavio was like, oh my God, you did? And I was like, fuck yeah, I did. I want the first edition, baby. like, I want that. I want it. And I'm going to take it to Tremors Fest, and my book's going to be the first one to get signed. It's going to be awesome. And he was like, yeah, that sounds great. I don't think I'll be able to send it to you, because I'm in Spain, and my publisher's in Spain. But I'm going to try. And I was like, thank you, buddy. I love you. Yes, Mason, watching this podcast will make you realize there's a whole bunch about Tremors that you don't know. Like, there's just tons. There's just tons. This is a Doctor Who book. there's tons, man. Look at all this stuff. Look at all this Tremors-related stuff. And this is just the consumables. This isn't even the extra stuff that you get from, like, learning about this podcast. I mean, admittedly, two of these are VHSs, and then one's the Tremors, the Complete Series DVD, and then the other one is Tremors, the Ultimate Collection, which I had a dream about and created from my dreams. And then, you know, then there's, like, you know, the Tremors, the Seeking Perfection book, then there's Puppets and People by Steve S.S. Wilson, and then there's Tucker's Monster by Steve S.S. Wilson, Frady Cats by Steve S.S. Wilson, Frady Cats 2 by Steve S.S. Wilson, and then there's The Films of Jacques Tati by Brent Maddock, and then there's Angry Little Girls by Lila Lee, who plays Jodie Chang in all the in the Tremors, the series. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm being ridiculous for a reason. You know, because, like I said, it's... Yeah, there is a lot. Like, that's kind of the whole point of this show, is to make... Nope, there's not a fucking Tremors video game! No. Actually, that's not true. There's about 30 Tremors video games. That's not even an exaggeration. There's actually 30 Tremors video games. Like, legitimately. So, there's no officially licensed Tremors video games. And that wasn't an impression, Edwin. That was just me being insane. That doesn't count as an impression. Yeah. No, that wasn't an impression. That tip of the iceberg. Nope, that was just me being fucking nuts. But yeah, there is Tremors video games. There's like 30 of them. And they're all unofficially made by different fans. And if you want to find them all, go to the Tremor Saga's Discord, which you can usually find in a link tree. There's a link tree, linktree.com/the Tremor Saga. And you can get the invitation, and they have that all set up for everybody. But all the games are in there. Like I said, there's like 30 of them. And they're awesome. But anyway, watching the Tremors 2 Aftershocks DVD and listening to John's commentary and just like... And Caitlin was like, so this is just like what you sound like, but Scottish and a little calmer. And I was like, yeah, That's because I take pretty much everything that he says and I put it out there to the masses to be like, go buy this book, go buy all this stuff. It's awesome. That's my spiel here. That's the shtick of this show, is that, you know, I don't have anything to sell. All right. I make Tremors movies because I like to, and they're all free, and I want people to watch them, so they learn how to make their own Tremors movies. Like, that is 100% the goal, is that, like, I don't really need anything from my Tremors movies besides to make other people be like, hey, I can make a Tremors movie, and I'm like, you bet your sweet ass you can. Fuck yeah. That's why Justin was sent, when he was sending me the scripts, I was like, I love this. Let's do this. Let's go. I'll help you film. You help me film. Now I'll help you film. This is going to be awesome. I'm super excited. But yeah, listening to John just basically nerd out for an hour and 20 minutes, I just love it. But then the interesting thing, though, was Nancy and Steve's commentary for Tremors 2 Aftershocks. I learned a lot. I already knew a lot, but it was so fun to learn a couple of new things. Dude, Mason, go make a Tremors movie. Yes. See, I just got someone over here. Yes. Just go make it, man. If you've never seen my Tremors movies, check out Tremors Far Afield and then Tremors Hunting Ground. These are my Tremors movies, and they're pretty good if I do say so myself. Do you know if the mandibles for his shriekers move or are stationary? Whose shriekers? William, I'm not sure whose shriekers you're talking about. Please and thank you. But yeah, go make it. I'm into it. And everybody who's a part of that Stampede Entertainment thing, we all know, just go make it. Have some fun with it. And, Jared. Oh, they move. Oh, gee. You just came out of nowhere with that, William. Jareth. His name is Jareth. Like the Goblin King. Which I absolutely love. Listen to me, Sarah. My shriekers, they're coming for you. Dance, Tremors, dance. Jump, Tremors, jummers. Watch that little bird come. Dumber, boo. Did the bird come? That's definitely an owl. Oh, because I sang a song. I'm not going to get to it yet, but one of the interesting things with the Tremors 2 commentary with Nancy and Steve was pain. I know, right? You're just like, what the fuck does that mean? And it was painful at a certain point, to the point where I pointed it out to Caitlin, and she was like, yeah, no, I kind of hear it too. And then Nancy started talking about, like, she was literally talking about the thing that I was saying, and Caitlin started talking, and she's like, I'm just talking because I really don't want to hear this right now. Like, it's because if you've listened to the show before, or listened to the episode with Caitlin and I talking, and we went to Tremors Fest, and there's this thing that happened, and William, you would know this, where it felt like being at a party with your divorced parents, and, you know, mom is there for the first couple of hours, and then mom leaves, and dad shows up, and then dad's there for the rest of the night, and you're just like, this is awkward. I don't know if I like this. And where is Caitlin? Caitlin's coming in a little bit, actually. All I have to do is yell for Caitlin. She's probably watching right now. Because we want to talk about somebody that I've talked about before. And Caitlin is really fucking pissed at right now. And I'm pretty mad at them, too. But this is a whole new level for her, where she's like, no, I want to come in and I want to talk about this because of how angry it makes me. And Pitch for, no, it's not Critical Drinker. It's someone whose name rhymes with Paddock. And Pitch for a Tremors movie, Graboids Take Manhattan. Close! Shriekers Take Manhattan, because Graboids can't go through streets. Always, or Ass Blasters Take Manhattan. Just as a, or as I always say, Shriekers in Las Vegas is my, that's always my, like, don't go to New York. There's Las Vegas right there in Nevada. But they're listening to the commentaries. You can sense the pain that Steve and Nancy have of, like, here we are recording a commentary. Oop, there's something by my feet here. Recording a commentary for this when we have been kicked out of our own creation. And we're trying to, like, be energetic and be sympathetic and give as much as possible to, you know, because this is for the fan, you know, they're trying to put everything they can out there for the 4K, because it means a lot, and they, you know, they want to put their best foot forward, have their best impressions, but you can still tell the pain that they have of just like, man, it has been 10 years now since they kicked us out, and here we are doing this again, and how do we, like, how did this happen? Because the reason you can tell the pain is because of how much they talk about loving to do it. This is what I was saying with Peter Chesney and the like, when you're working together with a group of people and you're having a fun time solving problems. Like, it's not easy. It's never easy. But when it's hard and you're like, yeah, but hey, we know it's hard and we're like working on this and trying to make something cool here, and you're like, oh, this is so great. Like, what we, it's like making a baby. It's like being a parent and like raising something. And, you know, it's always going to be difficult, but you just work together. Mom and dads work together. And moms and moms and dads and every kind of parent, they all work together to raise that child. And if you've raised children of any kind, you know how difficult that is, whether or not you're in a good relationship with the other half or not. You know, it's hard. And you can hear in their longing for what that was, that it still fucking stabs right here. To the point where I emailed Steve, or Steve got back to me a couple days ago about, he got my email, and he's actually, oh my god, it was so cool. Steve got my email because I sent him the opener to my Tremors movie and the trailer, and Steve was like, oh my god, Levi, I love to see it just as energetic as ever. I see. I still love your leaf hump. That's so cool. And then he even dropped in there. He's like, so how long is this epic going to be then? Like, you can tell, he's like, oh, this is going to be a thing. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be a thing, man. It's probably going to be like 60 minutes and a whole fucking thing here, man. And, but then I dropped in on the end of the email, cause Caitlin had gotten me and my nephew Chantrell a short circuit robot kit to build a little Johnny Five of our own. And I was like, oh, hey, Steve, you know, Caitlin got me this and me and Chantrell this for Christmas. We're going to put it together. It's really cool. I'm excited to do that. That'll be fun. And I'd like written 5 paragraphs of stuff about Tremors and Tremors Fest or whatever. And I wrote this one, it was a PS about the Johnny Five robot. And Steve immediately, like, he's like, oh, is that, like, a licensed one? Is that, like, for real real? Or is that, like, what, like, what is that? I saw that you said that. Like, what is that? And I was like, oh, hey, like, let me just send you the picture of it or whatever. Because it was not official at all. And Steve was like, oh, yeah, okay, I can see how the loopholes here. And I don't know where Caitlin found that. I think she just found it on Amazon. We'll ask her later. He was lamenting in the original email, just like, oh, man, you know how much I hate it that, like, Universal and TriStar never did any merchandise, and it's always kind of been one of my pet peeves that I just get, like, about. And I was like, oh, yeah, here it is, and I think you're right. Even though it's literally, I'll actually bring it up when I call for Caitlin, because it's basically just a short circuit in all but name. And I was like, oh, I'm really sorry, man. I didn't mean to, like, bring up a bad memory. And I sent him the pictures, and he's like, oh, no, it's not, like, a bad memory. Like, he started playing it off, and I was just like, oh, no, it's not, you know, it's just interesting, and, you know, I'm trying to move on. And I was like, Steve, and I emailed him back immediately, it was like, Steve, like, you singled out my PS in the email, and now we're talking about that because of how much the merchandising rights are sticking in your craw. Like, you don't have to feign it. I understand. It seems like that's painful. No, there are not Tremors action figures, Mason. Not even. There's not anything Tremors official like that at all. There's some t-shirts. There's some t-shirts and a lunch box that maybe. I don't know if the lunch box is official or not. I think it might be. But there's nothing official because of the whole, it would take me a whole 8 hours of this podcast to really describe to you the bullshit that Universal has pulled with Tremors. Go watch the other, oopsie, I lost the TikTok people. I moved it too much. They don't care. Go watch the other 48 episodes of this show. And, or actually go to everything you could want to know about Tremors in 50 minutes or less. I got to get that lunchbox too. But I could tell he was just sad by it. I could tell it was, he just pretended it wasn't, but I was like, hey, yeah, but it is. It's fine, buddy. Like, I get it. I know you better than that. So, yeah, listening to the Tremors 2 commentary, I could sense that whole thing again of just like, man, this is bugging me, and I'm trying to do a brave face here, but it's still bugging me. To the point where, William, you were asking me if who's going to be at Tremors Fest. I don't know if Steve will be at Tremors Fest. I don't know. It might have been too painful for him last year, and I don't know if he'll be back again. He didn't answer me on that. He ignored that question, actually, to talk about the short circuit thing. Yeah, it's stupid. The point being is that, like, the way that Universal handled all of that was so stupid and so painful that you can literally hear it when they're giving the commentaries on the Tremors 2 4K. And I was just like, ugh, this hurts a lot here. I have something I want to talk about here. And no, Steve lives in Arizona. Steve lives, oh my God, where the hell does he live? It doesn't matter. I know he lives in, it's by Flagstaff or something. God, I remember where he lives too. Actually, no, damn it. It doesn't matter. None of us are going to go to Steve Wilson's house, like, right now. And, yeah. So, like, all right, look, I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm going to call for Caitlin right now because I want to talk about something that has to do with this before I go on here. Because this is so upsetting and really stupid. And this has to do with Tremors Fest. And this has to do with the rights to Tremors. And this has to do with what's going to happen in 2025 to Tremors. And this is what has been going on behind the scenes with Tremors for a while now. So I'm going to call up Caitlin. Caitlin! Want to come up? Yeah. All right. And we're going to talk about this. And Caitlin wants to be on here because she has experience with this. And I mean personal experience to the point of being upset by it. And she really wants to say something. And I want her to say something. And that's so weird. Oh, she knew. Look. Oh, look, William. Oh, look. She was listening. So this is the Johnny Five robot I was telling you about, which if you've never seen the movie Short Circuit, this is basically the poster. Like, that is just the poster for Short Circuit. And then Steve was having a laugh because on the back it says, funny expression and robotic arm, and Steve was like, oh, it's funny because I've actually always wanted a robot with a robotic arm and a funny expression, but they, you know, never gave one to me. And I was like, ugh. So,
you want
to
know the stupid thing about all that? I typed in Lego, what are those called? Lego model, Lego sets. I typed in Lego sets on Amazon, and that was like the first thing that came up.
So why? That's, William was wondering, so that's where.
Yeah. Type Amazon, I guess it's called the here. Johnny.
Yeah.
Would the you Johnny talk, Five robot,
would
I guess.
You talk about it for a moment? I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. No, it's fine. Like, this, like, pre
Vamp! Vamp.
No, no, no. What? Vamp. Like, talk about your feelings on that. I was just talking about how Nancy and Steve sounded really sad on the Tremors 2 commentary.
Yeah,
just take them through Mom and Dad in Tremors Fest thing. She know?
Oh, I did not know I was going to be alone, but that's classic Levi. Don't ever know what's going on. I don't know about if you need to buy this. I bought it with the intention of I thought Steve and those guys would get some kind of kickback from it, but finding out that they don't, I mean, I'm glad I bought it. It's going to be really cool when it's done, but at the same time, I'm like, I really, really hate the fact that they don't get anything from their own intellectual property. And this is just one of the things that they don't actually have control over. Oh, don't get me started, I guess. Ugh. It just, I mean, that is the point, but
Miller and Julie were in the Expanse. I love
it. Thank God I missed it. I did not want to watch that. But, yeah, anyways.
No. What were you saying?
I just don't like the fact that people can have their intellectual property taken from them and then not be able to get it back. Like, not be able to do anything with it, even though they're the ones that created it. It makes no sense, and it pisses me off. Hello, I'm Caitlin. Hi.
Were you talking about Short Circuit's a little intense for you, Edwin? Or, yeah, because I love Short Circuit. I only just recently watched that, and it's been a new one for me, but I really do love those movies.
Sorry, there's so much going on up here. I dressed for winter because it's cold up here. Oh, the Legos?
Oh.
Yeah, the Lego sets are a lot. But my nephew
are a lot.
But my nephew Chantrell loves them, and he always wants to do them with Levi. So that's why I got Levi.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do it, too, actually.
And he doesn't know yet. So once he finds out, he's going to be really excited.
And then we'll watch Short Circuit together. I think he's going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, actually, Mason, I'll get to this later, but in 2025, there is a very good possibility of the rights to Tremors reverting to the people who made it that we're talking about. And maybe we'll get a new movie then. Although, we're making movies.
Like, I mean, I know my glasses take that glass.
Oh, no. I could tell you were getting plushed out, so I was trying to...
I know, I look like a zombie. It's okay.
No. It was the light's too bright. I can never get that, like, perfectly figured out.
I know. Well, this room isn't, like, necessarily set up with the greatest.
Nope.
I kind of have a plan. I need to tell you about my plan for up here, because we could make it into a whole, like, area where you do this, but you have, like, a dedicated space, and it's not so chaotic. Because the fact that people on TikTok think that you're in an attic, you're not wrong.
We are in an attic.
We are in an attic. It's our upstairs. It's just decorated Levi style. So it just seems a little ridiculous. But it's actually not. It's very homey. But I was thinking we could get a corner thing going on over there with the books in the back.
Oh.
I just have
Oh, no. I like this. This is my... I love this background.
I know, but you could do it back like this way.
Oh.
So you could see all the stuff in the back. Don't worry. We don't have to talk about it right
now. we'll figure out our interior designs.
I just have some thoughts, I guess, as your producer.
Do you need that on, or do you need that?
No.
Okay.
I was using that to listen.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to do that then. Because I keep looking at it.
I was listening for my cue.
Listening for her cue. Okay, so I have brought Caitlin up here. And yes, I do need a perfection sign. Actually, I have several Tremors things I should put up back there. But I like this for now. I have brought Caitlin up here. Because there's a certain thing that's pissing the both of us off.
Yes.
And I have tried to get Caitlin to talk about it before.
But like traumatic things that happen in your life, sometimes you just need a minute to process them.
Yeah, you just don't
and deal
talk about
with
it.
Them, and I just don't want to talk about it. And I don't want to...
When you're having fun on the show...
I like to repress my problems down and then deal with them when they explode.
That's not how you do. That's not how you do it. That's not.
Well, that's what I do, and that's just what is happening. So I don't know what to tell you.
That's absolutely fine.
This is actually a step. This is a step in the right direction.
Yes.
However, it is. So if I'm here, I'm like going over there in terms of you know what I'm doing differently. So
yeah, we're getting better. That's the point. Sure. That's the point. Yeah, see, William gets it. William does that too.
I mean, it's just what we do.
Well, that's the nice thing.
Neurodivergence is how we. I just can't.
That's the nice thing about the format of this show is being able to express things that are not normally expressable. And Edwin does it too. Like,
thanks, guys. I appreciate.
Repress all emotion. The military taught.
Oh yeah, no, the military would definitely teach you that.
It's not great. Like, it's okay for certain things.
You guys are nice. Thank you. Oh. Thank you, too.
S&C, babe. Yeah. Okay. So, should I start with, like...
I need you to lead, and I will ramp up. You know how I am. Okay. Like, if you get me started on a topic, guys.
Oh, God. Hold on. Do you want to wear a hat?
No, well...
Okay, which one? Okay. One. You wear a hat, and I wear a hat. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
That way you feel more Burt Gummer. Burt Gummer would do it. Oh, you look good.
Thanks.
Looks good on you, babe. Okay, so the angry head is now.
All right. Okay.
Well, and William. Okay, William just said don't want to express certain things to certain people because my mouth got me in trouble as a young airman. Look, we've both been there.
You're talking to two people whose mouths have gotten them in trouble plenty of times.
But as I've come to learn, if your mouth gets you in trouble, but your actions aren't doing anything, I don't really think that your mouth was the problem. Like, I feel like
you're fine. People can't deal with you.
Yeah, exactly. And we both come to find that in life, there are people who are just assholes and they will do anything that they can to put you down because they have their own problems.
We have dealt with plenty of them.
And I don't mean like military is a different thing, William, because there's a whole decorum and such that happens or whatever. But in real life, you should be able to express your opinions and your feelings. And as long as you're not like, go fucking fuck yourself, you cunt liquor.
I mean, I've done that, but it doesn't help.
No, you haven't. No, she hasn't.
Not like that public forum. I've done that in real life, but this setting.
Not like that. Not like that. Not ever. Like, don't. No, I love you, but you're because you're a good person. Neither one of us have really done that. I've probably gotten it closer to that than you ever have. Like, so you're fine. All right. So anyway, I've talked about this before or whatever. There is a certain person in the Tremors fandom who is very, very mean. And that person's name is Glenn Matic. And I'm always hesitant to bring up this person's name because I don't want to burn bridges with anybody else.
It's not what we're here to do.
No, I'm trying to create a community and, like, work better to build. It's my build, man. Him. Like, this is a whole thing. And as a point of fact, I actually made sure before we started this, because John's going to be on the show in a couple weeks. So Jonathan Melville wrote this whole book about Tremors. All right? And right here in the acknowledgments, thanking everybody, and I mean everybody, who had a hand in this book. And you know who's not thanked? Glenn Matic. At all. And you would think that, like, the way that he, like, has ingratiated himself into the world of Tremors. Look, you can look at the acknowledgments in the back.
I was going to see what the wordage was.
Hold on. Okay. One second. Right. That's the references.
Okay, I can find it.
Oh, just acknowledgments. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Here. Yeah. The whole acknowledgments. There's, like, two pages of it. You'd see it right here is where you'd see it. He does even more names for other people.
Wow.
There's a lot of names in it, and Glenn Matic's name is not one of them. And you would think that the way that Glenn has pervasively made himself a part of the Tremors fandom, that, like, the guy who wrote the Tremors book would have his name in it. You know, you'd think that that guy would have helped, all right? But he didn't. Or he's just not in there. I don't know. It can either be one of those two things. I just think it's odd, all right? So that's my start off here. Glenn Matic, when I first met Glenn, was part of the Tremors official franchise fans group. And this was the time that I was, when I first started working with Stampede, and I got the lawyer and the copyright things going for them, and I was emailing Steve and all this, and Glenn messaged me and was like, hey, so how did you, like, get this information? And I was like, oh, this is how, you know, I just, like, email. Like, you can... If anybody doesn't know, you can actually go to the Stampede Entertainment website and literally ask Steve any question in the world. And if your question is good, or if you have something to say, he'll just email you back. Like, that's how that whole relationship with
he's
me
amazing.
And him... He's awesome.
He's the best.
That's how my whole relationship with him started, was me just being like, whoa, what is this thing with Universal and all that? And he, like, emailed me. He's like, oh, it's this. And... So Glenn asked, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing this thing with Stampede Entertainment. And at the time, I didn't put together that Glenn Maddock was Brent Maddock's brother. Like, I did not. I'm pretty autistic that way. When I first met Michelle Wilson on Twitter, she was like, oh, yeah, I married the guy. Like, I married my husband after meeting him on the set of Tremors 4. And I was like, oh, cool. And she even sent a picture of, like her and Michael Gross and Steve Wilson. And I was like, oh, like, so, like, it's not Michael Gross then, but who was? And her name is literally Michelle Wilson. And I was just like, who's you marry? And I was like, oh!
Alone face, no way!
Oh!
Levi.
Whoopsie daisy. But, and I think, okay, if it was me, and if someone was interacting with me like that, I would prefer them not to put that together. Oh, that's so weird.
We just calm down.
We got flagged for harassment on TikTok.
I'm literally just sitting here talking. Like,
what the
calm
fuck?
Down, TikTok. Like, I cannot.
I know. Welcome to that club.
I love you, TikTok, but just I can't. Just take a chill pill.
So, if I was a famous-y kind of person, and like someone like met me for the first time, and they didn't put it together, I would actually be like, oh, that's actually more flattering, because then that means that you thought I was cool without knowing that I had a greater connection.
True.
Like, that's my opinion.
That's true.
Like, if somebody came up to me and was like, well, they actually have, they've done the same thing, it's like, oh, I didn't know that you were such and such. It's like, oh, even better. Cool. Thank you, man. And so when I first met Glenn, I was like, yeah, you know, doing all this stuff with Steve, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I think I know, like, a lot about Tremors. And I even said, I was like, I think I might know, like, the most about Tremors of anybody in this group. And Glenn was like, oh, like, even more than me? And I was like, oh, you're saying that because of your last name. I'm just put that together. I had no idea.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, well, thank you. If someone met me, I would get excited, too. Thank you. I'm with that one.
It is very chaotic and exciting.
Yes.
That's
if I met Edwin, I would get excited. I can't wait to see William again, although I know he's not going to be at Tremors Fest, but I would get excited too.
I always enjoy meeting our internet friends.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah. Like when I met Zoran and Paik, and then I was having the thing with Mark Davison, who made the Tremors Underground. I fanboyed out, fangirled out like, oh my god, you made it! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!
You're so loud.
I know.
Just remember that I'm right here.
I know.
Okay.
And so, like, that was, you know, like, oh, and Glenn and I actually talked a lot. And then eventually I got Glenn on the show, and I did a whole 3-hour interview with Glenn. I talked to Glenn. I did for, like, 3 hours, like, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
He actually has a lot to say. I forgot that you did that, and then I remembered back, and I remember you being like, that was a really good interview.
It was. I had a great time with it. I thought
and
it was
he had
cool.
A lot of, like, interesting things to say that were from a perspective that not a whole lot of people know about.
Yeah. I found out that Glenn was the one that came up with the idea to pull Nestor through the tire. Like, that was, like, oh, dude, I would love to play Terra Below at Tremors Fest.
Okay. Anyway.
I know. I'm sorry. So, I had a great relationship with him. Nothing back and forth. I really tried to work with him on the official Tremors franchise fans. Like, this person, Mason.
I know,
gets
it's
it.
Like, get to the point already. We got to get to the good stuff here.
I had a great relationship with him or whatever. Glenn starts getting upset at the Tremor Saga people. And I have seen these messages, these screenshots of these messages have been sent to me. And Glenn on Twitter starts thinking that, like, the Tremor Saga is not allowed to post stuff. And I mean this as simple as, like, Edwin knows the Tremor Saga has the Tremors Tuesday hashtag and the hashtag stamp meme thing, hashtag Stampede Tremors, which is just a way of...
They're always posting stuff.
Yeah, there's just like a way of, like, posting. Like, you just... Because what we've learned with Tremor, you're just trying to get the information out there. It doesn't really matter. Nobody pays attention because nobody thinks that they mean anything. But it's just a way of... memes. I always go, memes are a great way of, like, getting stuff out there. Bravo.
Well, it's very consistent across all the social medias, yeah, too. There's just a lot of Tremor stuff out there.
Yeah. Well, there is. Oh, my God, there is.
There is a crap ton of it.
That's not even the Tremor Saga's thing. Like, there's just a lot of Tremor shit out there. And there reached a point, and this was May of 2022, where when the Uvalde police thing happened, where the police didn't go in and let those kids die in the school, and it was very complicated and sad or whatever. And there, if everybody knows, there's the Burt Gummer subterranean meme stash. Or there was before that got erased from Facebook, too. Like, whew. And it had, like, 40,000 people in it at the time. And the Tremor Saga posted a meme of Burt Gummer being like, oh, just remember, folks, the police have no legal right to protect you. Like, and Glenn was like, you need to take this down. This is, like, you can't have this up as a Tremors thing. And the Tremor Saga was like, Glenn, we're just, like, reposting something. It seems relevant. We're trying to put the name out there. Like, this is... And the meme's right. This is, like, pretty good. Like, what are you doing? And Glenn was like, oh, no. See, like, I'm going to shut you down. Like, you don't understand. Like, you're done. This is over with. And the Tremor Saga was like, hey, whoa, what are you... Like, you're just coming in on here and telling us what to do. This is fucked up, bro. Like, we're just trying to, like, work together here. And they weren't even mean. I know the Twitter thread. I've seen the Twitter thread. Was just stating facts of, like, hey, Glenn, what are you doing to help the situation here? And Glenn ended up, like, messaging them on Twitter and on Facebook where they're like, you are children. It was literally, this is literally, not paraphrased. You're just a bunch of children mouthing off, and I'm going to shut you down. And, like, you are no, this is no joke. You are no longer allowed to have any contact with anybody a part of Stampede Entertainment. Don't message Universal. Don't message me. Don't message Nancy. Actually, literally said, don't message Nancy, Ron, Brent, or Steve. You're done. Nobody wants anything to do with you anymore. Very hardcore and mean. And then at the same time, Caitlin and I got banned from the official Tremors franchise fans page.
Like, banned.
Like, right at the same time. Because we associated with the Tremors Saga. That was the gist of it.
I've been banned for, how long? What?
May
10 2022?
Of 2022 or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even post. Like, I had nothing to do with it. Like, I have been ostracized.
The most Caitlin did was, like, because there's the Tremor Saga group. She would, like, when my personal, like, my account was banned because Facebook sucks sometimes, she would post from the Tremor Saga into the franchise fans page, just, like, sharing stuff. Like, that's it. And Glenn went on this tear. I had been messaging Glenn, and I started messaging him afterwards. I was like, whoa, what the hell is going on, man? Nothing. Absolutely not. Radio silence. Didn't tell me a word or anything.
I just want to be clear. I've never corresponded with this man on any kind of community, like internet anything. Or anything. I've only ever seen him or talked to him in person. I have never commented on any of his posts. I have never direct messaged him. I have never sought him out on any kind of social media or communication. I have only ever spoken to him face-to-face at Tremors Fest in Santa Fe when we went.
Which we'll get to here, all right? So Glenn went on this tear, and he was to the point where, John Daniels, who's a moderator of the Tremor Saga group and of the official franchise fans, has, like, messaged me and let me know this, that, like, Glenn wanted to ban anybody who was in the Tremor Saga's group. Like, at all. If they were in the group and in the franchise fans page, he was going to ban them, and they weren't allowed at all. But the other moderators, and even the admin at the time, who was, like, the actual Tremors person for Universal, was like, that's, Glenn, that's insane. Please don't.
That's a lot of people.
It's
like,
nuts.
That's a lot of work.
There was, like 3,000 people in that group at the time. So it's like,
that's nuts. That's absolutely insane to think that you could sit down and do that, first of all.
And to the
point. Like, actually do it. But then to literally morally do it? Like, what?
Like, all those people are fans.
They're fans. Who cares
what
they're following? Like, they're all literally a fan of this. Like, who cares what account they follow?
And I actually saw it where John Daniels had been given screenshots of all this stuff because Glenn was telling everybody in the mod group, oh no, the Tremor Saga blocked me and then they deleted all the messages. So I can't prove to you what they said. That was literally what he said. Oh no, I can't.
TikTok, you get it. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit.
I can't prove to you that any of this happened. Although that's not the way that social media messages work. Like,
nah,
you can't delete them like that. That's not actually how that works at all. And the Tremor Saga, like, sent John the stuff, and, like, John tried to, like, tell the moderation group, like, oh, hey, no, here's all the receipts. Here's everything.
Yeah.
And Glenn went like, oh, well, John, you know what? How about we just ban you? And, you know, well, you can leave the group. And my family created this. And this is all, this is not paraphrased. This is what he said. My family created this group. And you know what? We'll just refund your money. And then the official, like, Tremors person had to come and be like, yo, Glenn, like, no, John has been around forever. And is, like, so helpful to this whole group. Stop this. This is insane. Let's just move on. And we'll ban Levi and Caitlin, and that's it. And that's actually not true. They banned a bunch of other people, too.
They did.
I got other messages from people.
I'm still banned to this day.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to access that group.
So, Glenn said, well, you done? Get out of here. You're not allowed to have any contact. And I just sit there and I'm just like, hey, Steve. I've never told Steve this to this day because it's just like, it's the whole, I don't want to make him sad. It just feels like it's sad.
And it is sad.
Unless like, I need some more concrete
Having
proof.
Been banned from several things now, it is one of the saddest things that it can be done to you.
Yeah. To be banned is just.
To be banned from anything.
For no reason, even. Like.
Well, when we talked about this last night, it's because we're completely cut off with no way of rebutting why we were banned. So even if I wanted to say, hey, I didn't do anything, like, I barely know you, to him, it would be like an act of aggression if I tried to reach out.
Which actually will come to.
And it's like, I can't defend myself. I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm still going to try and defend myself. So now I can't even do that.
Yeah.
And that's like the third time in my life that that's happened. So I'm here to talk about the fact that I'm not here for that kind of behavior.
So this happens, all right? This was in May. So then Tremors Fest happened, all right? And in my mind, if Glenn was going to be like that, to us, and just, it's like, you know what, hey man,
I'm not going to sit and dwell on it. It pisses me off.
He's going to move forward. I don't need this.
What it is, I can't change it.
Well, I'm here to make Tremors better. This is not anything better. Whatever, man. So we went to Tremors Fest, and we talked on the way down because we knew Glenn was going to be there. And it's just like, you know what? Like,
we came up with a game plan of what we were going to do, remember?
Which was basically just ignore.
It went, no. It went through levels.
Oh my God, yeah.
No.
Okay. It started, okay.
We were mad.
Oh, no. Because my whole thing was that I wanted to ignore him, but I wanted to, like, ignore him in front of people because it was just like, no. Fuck you, man. So have you ever seen The Gentleman by Guy Ritchie? There's this thing where, like, Matthew McConaughey snubs a dude because he goes to, like, shake his hand, and Matthew McConaughey's like, gentleman, and, like, walks away. He doesn't, like, shake his hand. And it just, like, makes the guy look like a total douchebag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's my plan. We're just like, you know, he's going to go to shake my hand, and I'm going to be like, gentlemen, and just walk away. Like, that was it.
This one over here, on the complete opposite end of that spectrum, I was raging mad. Like, I was going to march up to him in front of anybody who had been there, famous or not, and I was going to give him a piece of my mind. I was mad.
And I had to kind of be like,
I was being censored.
Hey, Justin's here. Justin gets it.
I was being censored, and I was not a fan, because you know what? I'm a fan. If I was actually doing something wrong, fine. Like, if he thought I was being out of line, I still don't think you were being out of line. Like, you didn't do anything either. But, like, I'm guilty by association. Like, my biggest crime is marrying you and actually making it official that we are a pair, but yet people don't understand that we are two different people.
She has her own opinions.
I have my own opinions.
Oh, no,
my
what?
Own thoughts.
What?
And while, yes, they do align with Levi's, because otherwise
sometimes.
I wouldn't have married them.
Sometimes.
I do still disagree with you sometimes.
Exactly. Sometimes.
And I
plenty of times, in fact.
I don't appreciate being penalized for doing absolutely nothing.
For existing, basically. For existing
for
near me.
I'm literally existing when being punished yeah. for it. And there are some days when I can deal with it, and there are other days when it genuinely wears on me. And it really does not do much for my mental health. Yeah. And it
pisses
doesn't
her off.
It doesn't help. And it makes me depressed and anxious at the same time. And I do have a hard time dealing with it because I don't understand why the ire or the animosity has to be there. There's no need for it. I don't think. Look at us. We're a bunch of dumb. Like, what are we? Like, what? What is threatening about what this is happening right now? Like, there were. We are not.
I've said this multiple times in my life. If you're actually threatened by Caitlin and I think you have something to hide. All right, so anybody in the chat right now, if you're threatened by Caitlin and I, let me know. And if you're not, explain why. I don't like. It's like, what would you actually be threatened by here? Like, I've come to find people that are threatened by us are genuinely actually bad people. Like, that's
and
usually
they are trying
and
to
that's
hide
not even
something.
Me. Like, I've made my mistakes in my life. That's not even me being like, oh no. Like, you can't like not like us. Nah, if you're, like, threatened with a good time.
Justin coming in with the,
okay,
with the
thanks,
gold.
Justin. I'm glad you got off work. Wow.
No, it's just, I don't find
oh,
us.
Oh, thank you, Edwin.
Thank you, yes. I find us to be very kind and helpful, and if
yeah,
you're
who would be
threatened by me or Levi, then you are worried about us finding out something that you don't want.
You're hiding something. Like I said, I've learned this in my life, like
in a very public way. Hey, look
which over. If you're telling the truth and people don't like it, then that's like something bad. And I don't mean that whole like, oh, we're brutally honest thing. No, if you're just like telling it like it is, and you don't have like a, I don't even want to say filter about it, but just be
just
like,
being,
hey, no, look, I'm really done with the mask and the bullshit, and I don't care, and this is what's happening.
And that's where we're at. That's literally
and
the
know,
point we're
in
at.
All honesty, in our regular lives, we're pretty good.
Oh my gosh. We actually have a wonderful family and friend group that
because we're
meld
honest with
together
everybody.
Lovely and are very supportive and wonderful.
I had one of the greatest things happen to me where at 3 o'clock in the morning, I asked my friend why I wasn't in his wedding. And he, like, broke down crying in front of me. And it was like, I made a mistake, and I don't know how to fix it.
It was one of the weirdest things
Will
I've
Will you
ever
be
experienced.
In my wedding now at, like, 3 in the morning, like, 8 hours before the actual wedding?
We'll have to do a podcast about that
sometime. I know, because it's so beautiful and honest is my, like, the,
it
just
was
the,
one of the
honesty.
Coolest things ever.
I mean, just
being
like, hey, I was kind of sad by this. Like, we're best friends. Why would you do that? But it doesn't matter. So anyway, this all happened. And like, at the time too, we actually, in this whole thing before Tremors Fest, we went to go see Steve. Steve did a...
Oh yeah, that thing in Chicago that
yeah.
we
Steve did a
to.
Reading. Oh my God. I just... And, oh my god. Just
you're getting distracted by the...
And just as a point of fact, I literally just got distracted by you, Edwin.
Yeah, anyways. So we went to Chicago to see a reading of Steve's... it was like a...
Steve and Brent. Steve and Brent Maddox.
They had been writing again, and they staged a, like a Reader's Theater type deal at a distillery in Chicago.
For their new movie, Blank Slate.
Yes. It was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Even with trains fucking blaring and downtown noises, it was still awesome. Matt tried his best. He did.
It's not Matt's fault. He realized what was going on. Yeah. Like, it was just a whole thing. But
just one of those things.
I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the reading. I enjoyed the performances. And, yeah, you got your picture taken with Steve.
I met Steve for the first... Yeah. Actually, okay, so it makes no sense to me. So, like, while Glenn is telling me and Caitlin that we deserve to rot in Tremors hell, we go see Steve, and, like, Caitlin can attest to this, all right? I see Steve, and I'm like, hey, Steve. He's like, are you Levi? And I'm like,
I
thought I was going to have to, like, introduce myself. I'm Levi, and this is Caitlin. And he's like, because I had actually already been emailing Steve at that point. It was like, yeah, no, we're going to be there. And he was like, oh, you're actually going to make the drive out for that? I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. It's in Chicago. It's only like 3 hours away.
It's not that far. Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, I can't believe you actually made it. That's so cool. Oh, wow. Hold on. I gotta go, like, start some stuff here or whatever, but just wait right here 1 minute. I'll be right back. And, like, we got our drinks or whatever, and we're standing there, and Steve comes back out with his son, Matt Wilson. And he's like, hey, so Matt, this is the Tremors guy I was telling you about. this is the biggest Tremors, and Steve said, this is probably the biggest Tremors fan in the world.
And
I was like, oh, and this is Matt! Oh my god, Matt Wilson, who was in Tremors 3 and 4, and oh my god!
And I'm just standing there being like, what?
But Steve was effusive, and, like, we got to talking to Matt, and we'd actually watched Heart and Souls beforehand, and we got out like, oh my god, like, Tremors is cool or whatever, I'm just a Stampede Entertainment fan. We were like, Heart and Souls, that movie should have been, like, huge, but it wasn't. It was adorable and cute or whatever, and, like, they had to keep doing their stuff, but it was just like, oh yeah, no, you'll still be here and stay, right? And so, like, we ended up having this whole thing, and Steve at one point actually came over, like, before the show and was like, hey, so, we should probably get a picture together, right?
I still have those on my phone. It's so freaking cute.
Just like, I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to disturb you. That was an impression. Thank you, Edwin. But anyway.
I want one, too. Oh. I didn't do an impression, but I really want an olive. I'm hungry. We didn't eat dinner.
And so all this time, like I said, Glenn hates my guts, but then the guy who actually created Tremors is like, I love you. He's our greatest.
I mean, it's just one of those things.
So we go to Tremors Fest, all right? And we had this whole plan to, like I said, I was going to ignore him.
I was going to rip him a new one.
She was going to rip him a new one.
Oh, my God, I was so mad.
And I had actually talked
Spoiler to... Spoiler alert, I didn't end up doing it.
I talked to Paik Allen the night before, and I told him all this, and I was like... And Paik was like, hey, you know, maybe, like... just believe in better and, like, maybe that won't happen. And I was like, you know what, Paik? I like you. I like your positivity. You know what? I'm into that.
Benefit of the doubt, baby. That's correct.
Exactly. And so we were standing there on the Friday of Tremors Fest, and I was talking to Zach Wiley, and fucking Glenn comes over, and Glenn's like, hey, Levi! So good to see you! Reaches out his hand to shake it, and I'm like... No, how about we hug, man? Because I'm a hugger. I don't shake hands. And I was like...
Oh, yeah, no, you definitely hugged him.
And I was like, hey, oh, what's up, man? What? And then in that moment, I was like, you know what? All of that, whatever. Fucking, I'm going to throw it out the window. Who cares? We're all here because we love Tremors. This is awesome. You know, let's just have a good weekend together. Glenn, am I right?
But we were trying to be good. We weren't. It's not like we were trying to cause drama.
And then,
that.
Caitlin was out parking the car, and she came back in, and I was like, "Hey, look, babe, I just
Oh, yeah, no, you were definitely like, hey, wait, hold on.
Look, hey, look, I just
let's veer hard left. Let's pivot.
I know we had a whole plan to, like, be a little thing. But let's try to be a little bit
let's
better.
Let's try to be better people. And I definitely had to sit on that for a minute, I will admit.
And she did.
I had to walk away, and I had to process some things, because I had to work through being very angry. But I eventually came
not
back.
Be angry.
I eventually came back and realized, no, we have to be better because we are better. That's what we do.
It was about Tremors. It's not about us.
It's not about us. You know? It wasn't ever supposed to be about us. That's the whole point. That's why people who don't like us or you or me, they think that we're trying to make it all about us. And I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's because we're really animated or bubbly or whatever.
It's Tremors Fest. It's not
Tremors.
Caitlin and Levi
Fest. We drove
Fest.
An incredible amount to watch those movies and to experience it in a different venue with different people. And I'm not there to cause drama. I realized my plan to rage at the machine probably wasn't the most adult thing. No. Well, it's a
pretty
long
much
story.
Pretty much, Edwin.
It was a long drive from Iowa to Santa Fe, and I had to go through a lot of different emotions and feelings to get here, I'm here.
So we got there, all right? And I actually
ended up being a really great weekend.
And I ended up helping. I was like, hey, what do you need help with? I vacuumed the Tremors Lounge. Caitlin went out to Walmart and got poster board for the Tremors, which I'll have, we'll pause later and I'll go get that. Like, to have people sign stuff, and we just, help. Hey, what do we need to do? Like, what's going on here? Like, how do we help?
Because that's really all we ever try to do. We're just trying to help. Like, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if someone doesn't want to do something, that's usually where we're like, hey, how.
That's our regular life. That's not even Tremors. Like, that's just
what happens.
Like, what we just do. Hold on a second. Oh my God, Finn Car.
That's weird.
Guys, hold on. Oh my God!
Whoa, no way!
All right.
You gotta sit on that. Don't.
No, come on. I gotta tell everybody right now.
We are squirreling really bad.
Oh my God. No. But this is the point, all right? This is the point, people!
8:17 p.m. Oh my God.
Okay. Okay. All right, everybody. So this is the point about, we're just trying to help Tremors, all right? I literally just got an email from Finn Carter over here.
It literally says it. I know you think that Levi's, probably making this up at some point. Because I listened to this and I'm like, oh my God, you sound like a crazy person talking about all these stories. I'm here to tell you and legitimize the fact that, no, what Levi tells you is 100% accurate. And I am literally looking at an email. She has Outlook. She has iOS. She has an Apple iPhone. I know this about her. I can read it for you.
No, I just said please. Okay, so we're please read.
Wow, this is a lot. Okay, I wasn't expecting to do a reading, but I will certainly. Okay, hold on. Let me get the character here. Okay. Okay.
Impression. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Hey. I read your email quickly, but I think you are asking if I would join your podcast in the future to talk about Tremors. If that is the request, I'm leaning towards yes. Please let me know if that's your interest. Thank you, Finn.
And I'm gonna do one of these.
It's true. You gotta verify that. All right.
So hold on.
But I'm not.
I'm gonna pull.
I'm here to tell you that we're not.
So if you're looking, I don't know if you can tell. Yeah. All right. There we go. Yep, you can totally see that.
It doesn't put her email.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no. Oh, they can't see her email.
Don't put her email address in there.
No, it's not. It's not on there.
Okay, good.
No, it's not on there.
Okay, good.
No, we're good.
We
we're
don't
good.
Want to do that.
We're worried about showing you Finn's email address.
Yeah, I'm not,
that's how
not,
serious
not,
this is.
We're not here to do
but
that.
But yeah, that's an email from Finn Carter about this show. And yeah, Justin saw it. Oh. Finn Carter is the person who played Rhonda LeBeck.
She's Rhonda LeBeck
in the first
movie.
Tremors movie.
It's a big deal.
So
I would want to be here for that because I have several questions for her.
Well,
very curious about.
She's very outspoken.
Yes.
And I am fucking here for it.
I feel like the three of us
could
do something.
You know what my first question to her would be? So, Finn, what do you think about Glenn Matic?
Because that would be fun, and I feel like
she would be like, a lot of, "Oh, that fucker!"
You want to know how we talked earlier about our mouths getting us in trouble?
Oh, Finn, I feel like Finn. No. I actually just emailed her. I emailed her a couple of days ago. But.
Very nervous about this having ramifications as well, because every time I open my mouth, I end up getting into more trouble.
But it's like, Finn emailed me back. Finn gave me your phone number, too. So
like,
that's the
whole
thing.
Here, like, I can't. I just literally witnessed that.
In the middle of this thing about us trying to be, like, the best people possible. That was a great tangent. But Finn Carter, who played Rhonda LeBeck in Tremors 1, it can't be a live, guys. It's going to have to be a pre-recorded Zoom meeting. But I will let everybody...
Oh, my God. Can you imagine doing it live?
Oh, my God. I think she would love to, too. I would love to be... If I knew how to do a live with multiple people, like, I would... Guys.
We'll figure it out.
I would try. But I can't... My technological capabilities are only so far as recording a Zoom meeting and then uploading it later. Okay, so... That was cool.
That was cool. Where were we?
Anyway, so... We're at Tremors Fest, and we're just trying
to... Yeah, we were at Tremors Fest.
We're just trying... And I actually asked Finn last year if she wanted to be at Tremors Fest, but I don't think... Honestly, I think because of the time scale, she just wasn't able to make it work. Because everybody who was at Tremors Fest has to pay out of pocket to be there. Nobody's being paid to be there, which will come up later, actually. I don't know. We had a good time.
I had a great time.
And Glenn talked to us multiple times.
I had several different conversations with him.
A lot of times.
Remember earlier when I said I've only ever talked to him in person? I had multiple conversations with him that were absolutely delightful. Some were kind of weird. He was genuinely stressed and kind of like anxious at certain times because he was...
First Tremors Fest.
Yeah, well, he was worried about things running smoothly.
He asked you, like, what you thought of it, like,
yeah,
if it was going well.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm having a great time. This is exactly why I came here, to watch Tremors with a bunch of really cool people. And I'm having a good time. And he seemed to really like my feedback. And then we were friendly for the rest of the time that we were all there. So I left Santa Fe with a completely different view of him than what, like, entering Santa Fe was like rage, pissed off Caitlin. Leaving was like, oh, maybe he's just kind of like that. Maybe he's just having a bad day.
Yeah.
Maybe he just didn't realize who I am and was just, you know, doesn't know how to unblock me. I don't know. I was just trying to think that maybe...
Just wait, Edwin. Just wait.
I was just trying to think maybe he... Yeah, exactly. You want to think someone who's there doing all of that has the best intentions in their heart. Because I left Santa Fe coming back to Iowa thinking that.
And we actually we recorded an episode in the car on the way back. And I was kind of trying to, like, talk about this. But Caitlin was like, nah, like, hey, who knows? Maybe he's just weird and, again, having a bad day.
We were trying to get the benefit of the
doubt. And I was like, you know what? And I actually I talked about it in that episode.
It was the first
time
we met him, like, in person. It was
I'm going to throw all that out the window.
Things on the internet can get weird. Yeah. And people get butthurt about stuff.
When you actually
it's what it is. I don't know.
When you actually meet someone, you're like, oh.
It's a whole different thing when
you
meet someone in person.
You know what? Fuck it, man.
Yeah.
You're a regular person. I'm moving on with this.
It's really easy to misunderstand someone on the internet because you can't, you're not there to tell the intention and, like, the inflection. And it's hard to, like, just reading the comments and stuff, it's hard to understand, like, where someone's at, like, emotionally.
Yeah.
So then when you meet them in person, you kind of have to take that vibe because, well, the internet is weird and unemotional.
It's electronical.
Yeah.
You have to use the people-ness of
and you
it.
Can get offended really quickly and then
we all know this. We all are
we've
on the internet these days.
We've been on the internet. We've seen the things.
Imagine most of us are over the age of 10. we know. We
it
all
happens.
Know.
It's what it is. So we just decided to throw all that out the window and I guess start fresh. Like, start,
you know,
whatever.
Move
cool.
forward.
Move forward.
And
so we did.
And we did. And honestly, for me, I had a bit of a hold on a minute. We'll see what happens here because I actually tried to say goodbye to Glenn on the last day, and he like ran past me. like, and was like, nope, I don't want to talk to you. Like, ran past me. But I was like, ah, maybe, you know, he's just busy and moving forward or whatever. I tried to friend Glenn on Facebook afterwards. And a lot of people from Tremors Fest actually did friend him. There's Hunter Lurvy friended him. Mark Davidson friended him. Michael O'Haver friended Zach Wiley. They friended him on Facebook. And he, like, immediately answered their friend request. But he, like, left mine on read. And I was just kind of like, okay. That's whatever, man. You don't have to be my friend. But I was just trying to, like, establish a connection here and do that. So, we're in Tremors Fest 2024. And it just came out a couple weeks ago that this is happening. And I had seen Glenn saying on Twitter that he wanted to charge more for Tremors Fest. And I don't just mean ticket sales. He was looking to charge people for autographs and photos with people. And I was just like, oh, hey, okay. And so I asked him on one of the Tremors groups on Facebook. I was like, and he had a poll. He had a poll on there. And it was like, hey, Glenn, I saw a rumor that, like, there's going to be more charges for Tremors Fest. Is that true or whatever? And he deleted the comment. Like, in the group. He just deleted the comment. Didn't say anything to me.
Straight up censorship.
Just deleted the comment. And I was like, okay. So I reached out to Zach Willie, because I know that him and Glenn have been working together. And I was like, hey, have you heard anything about this? Is there going to be more? And Zach actually started telling me about, oh, no, Glenn wants to, like, he's thinking big and long term. And he wants to, like, when we move, and he does want to charge people more and, like, trying to make this a money thing now. And I was just kind of...
Now it has to make a profit.
And I was just kind of, like, having a thing with, like, Zach. And Zach understood, where it was just like, oh, hey, like, yeah, we don't need to yet. We can see it maybe in the future, but right now, let's just be smart and sensible about it. And so, just had a conversation with Zach. And so then Glenn just posted the other day, where he posted the video of Zorin's Tremors Fest thing, and was like, hey, I don't know if you saw it, but here's, you know, the Tremors Fest recap. And because of the way that Facebook works, because I had friend requested him, it showed up on my feed that he, like, posted it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was so awesome, man. I got to be in a video in between Sarah Botsford and Michael Gross. Dream come true, baby. Like, it was so...
That was a pretty big deal.
So cool. Like, and Mason asked, how did I meet Zorin? I got Zorin's tickets for Tremors Fest. That's how I met Zorin. And Zorin's been on this show. And,
yeah, he was able to bring his wife because of that.
Yep, Megan was able to come, and I just love...
And we met them, and they were, like, literally the coolest people
in the world. I love Zorin and Megan so much.
Absolutely fabulous people. 100%.
And... Nice, Edwin. And I just commented, hey, that was awesome. And then Hunter Lurvy came in and was like, ah, Zorin, it was so cool. It was so awesome to meet him. Is he going to, does anyone know if he's going to be coming this year? And I commented to Hunter, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, he's got his new kid or whatever, but he's actually planning to, like, bring his new baby. Like, he's going to bring his little baby Zorin to Tremors Fest. And it's like, oh my God, I love it so much. And Zorin. Hunter was like, yeah, that's sweet. And I was like, yeah, no, we actually talked about it on my show.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I said this, and within minutes, my comments get deleted, and Glenn blocked me. And I was like,
spoiler alert, he blocked me.
No, I know, right? I was getting to that. Like, no, like,
sorry, I've been waiting to say that.
That's why she's here so right
long.
Now.
Oh my God, you've been taking so long. I've been waiting to say this for, like, 45 minutes. He blocked me, too, for what Levi did or said or didn't do. I don't even know at this point. But I'm blocked, too. So now I have even less of a recourse to try and reach out and be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, why are you being like this? Ugh.
Blocked. Completely. And
100%
blocked. Now you gotta realize, too, so look, we went to that first Tremors Fest having a, hey, let's just bygones, moving on, jazz. And now it's like, whoa, no, look, motherfucker. Okay, now you have a history of, like, what is this?
I'm going to ask you to pick a lane.
You cannot be, like, I have a literal picture taken by Edward Yee of me and Glenn laughing next to each other. like looking at the camera, like ha, laughing with each other. And it's like, what is this? What the fuck is this, man? How can you do both of these? This is not
a sewer.
Are we in a? I know, right?
TikTok. I expect so much better from you, and you disappoint me. I'm not in a sewer. Why would I do a TikTok live from a sewer?
You know, it would be a good TikTok live.
It would give sunny vibes. Yeah. It would give Charlie Day.
Very Tremors need to be in a sewer.
But no, I'm not in a sewer. Okay. Thank you.
Caitlin just got distracted too.
I'm sorry.
Because she's pissed. I know why you're distracted. You do that all the time.
I do, because this topic is stupid. We've talked about it so much, and I told you this morning, my brain keeps trying to apply logic to it, and it keeps hurting because there is no logic. I genuinely don't know how to feel because someone who I barely know is making decisions, emotional decisions, that are affecting my life and my mental well-being.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't appreciate being censored. I don't appreciate being banned from something when I didn't actively do anything. All I'm doing is associating with you. Also associating with the Tremor Saga. Like, I'm a part of their group on Facebook and Instagram. I follow them on the social medias. Like, I don't understand how that is grounds for being completely banned from a group that I really enjoy.
All of you should be banned for being on this show.
Technically, yeah.
By that logic,
you all should be banned.
Every single one of you.
And I'm here to say, I actually really enjoyed that platform. The Tremors official group was a good.
She was so sad when she got blocked.
I cried. I'm here to tell you that I did cry about it, and I do every once in a while. I get really sad. Banned from what? Banned from
the official Tremors franchise
fans group
on
Facebook because someone does not like us. I think.
I know, right?
That kills me is because I don't actually know, and I don't have a way to find out because I've been blocked and banned from finding out. I don't know. I think because I'm talking to TikTok right now. They're actually being helpful here.
Yeah, no.
Thank you, Lizardo. I genuinely appreciate this because you're helping me here. I don't know. He was so kind and wonderful at Tremors Fest. It's like his online presence is automatically being a bully because it's not in person. I don't know. I think he was being fake at Tremors Fest.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was putting on an act or a facade. Yeah. You know how when you get riled up on the internet, your thumbs get going and you're like, boom. All you have to do is hit a button and you can literally be the worst person you want to in the world. I think that's what's happening here. And I think that we're being...
Tremors Fest is awesome.
Yes, it is. Stay tuned. I'm literally just trying to enjoy a really weird worm movie that you have now got me completely invested in.
We watched it twice today.
I've watched it twice with the commentaries today. I have driven thousands of miles and paid thousands of dollars to go watch these movies in Santa Fe at Tremors Fest. I really would like to plead and implore anybody who's watching or listening that can... I don't know if I can be unbanned. I'm not sure if that's a thing. Facebook works.
No, you can, but I think if someone's that entrenched in their beliefs...
Then why would they?
Unbanning you is them saying that they were wrong.
And I don't think that's ever going to happen. So I would just like to tell the world that when I do something wrong, I really hope that the consequences match what I did. Because at this point, I've done nothing, and I've been ostracized from a group that I really, really, truly enjoyed, and still would if I could be a part of it, and I can't. And it, again, like the 14th time in my life that that's happened. I don't want to get into the other part of it, the other stuff, but...
That's another sad story.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's not worth it for right now. Well, I'll tell that one another time.
Yeah. But I just... I'm here to say that I'm not here to threaten anybody. I'm not here to... That's a good question.
I know. Can I ask... TikTok asked, can I ask why you have an interest in this franchise? A, because I grew up with Tremors. Absolutely one of my favorite movie series of all times. B, because when I found out that Tremors was stolen from its original creators, I thought that was one of the worst crimes in the entire world, and I've spent all of my willpower and effort trying to change that, because I don't feel like as a creative I can do anything creative when something like that can happen. I'm just always constantly worried that, oh, so then you can just take my thing from me whenever I want to.
Why would I put anything creative out for the public to see if someone can just come and take it from me and I have no legal recourse of getting it back? And it can stay like that for 25 years, but then they can also ask you to come back and record commentary for the DVDs later? Are you kidding? Why would Universal do that? This is what I wanted. This is what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
When you told me that those commentaries that we listened to today, how long ago were they recorded?
Within months? Yeah, you I would say it was like six months ago.
Well, you said it was after Tremors Fest. Oh, no, it was after Tremors Fest.
So we saw them
at Tremors Fest, and then they went and re-recorded these commentaries for this new release that they did? How heartbreaking.
And then the fact that they did it and did a good job and didn't bring it up.
They did a wonderful job. They didn't bring up any... There was no animosity. There was no kind of like...
If you're like me and her, you can sense it.
You know, we're salty about it.
Like, no, I meant them. Yeah, you can tell they're salty.
Oh, you can tell they're salty about it, but they never actually said it outright, and they were very professional in how they did it. But the fact that Universal asked them to like come back and record... 25 years later, and after they took their intellectual property and, like, literally won't give it back? No. I could go on all day about copyright law. That is one of the biggest crimes I can think of for a creative. Not one of the biggest crimes you can commit. That's not what I'm trying to say. For a creative type who uses their... Yes. They do shady things. But
I have a whole...
That's any, like, corporation or, like, studio.
And Mason, your question, is there another Tremors group? Yes, go to the Tremors Saga Facebook group. That's the Facebook group where everything Tremors is allowed. Anything. It doesn't matter. Like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If you're a Tremors fan, you're a Tremors fan.
They allow us to be a part of whatever. Like, they're really cool. Like, they just let us come in and be whatever.
But, like to what Caitlin is saying, yes, to it is the greatest creative crime of this century.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even being... hyperbolic by that. It is literally the greatest crime.
The fact that you can create something, the fact that Steve Wilson can create this character right here, and I can buy this off of Amazon and not get anything from it.
This character too.
There was a long time where they didn't think there was anything they could do about it.
Yeah.
They spent years in anguish and sadness at the thought of their wonderful things. I mean, Johnny Five is one of the cutest things I've ever...
That's an impression.
It's so cute and heartwarming. And again, I bought this because my dumb, naive ass... thought that he would get something from it. Like, he would get some kind of...
Kickback. Agreed.
Check this out.
Yes, artists should get credit.
They should always get credit. And the fact that he doesn't, or any of them don't, is a crime. And...
Yes, a crime. It's not even... It is a crime.
It is a crime. They are stealing from people and then not giving them any kind of, like...
Royalties. No, it goes beyond royalties.
Yeah, it actually does because it's not even just about royalties. Like, if Steve still owned the rights to this particular... I mean, we're not even talking about Tremors anymore. If he still owned the rights to this particular Johnny Fox... Because he did. This was his thing.
And Brent Maddox's creation.
They came up with this. If they still owned the rights to that, they would have gotten, I don't know, a certain percentage
of
what I paid for this product.
Honestly, this is Steve's problem with it. From everything I've talked to him about and then what I've seen him talk to other people about is that he knows how big of a market there is for this stuff. And that was actually what he said in the email was he's like, you know, it's always made me mad because at the time that Short Circuit 2 came out, the marketing people told us that Johnny Five was number two recognizable character after Mickey Mouse.
This guy
for
right here.
Children and everybody around the world.
And it makes sense because the way that he is in the movie, yes, he
like
should be
number
a household
two
name.
Most recognizable character after Mickey Mouse. And the same thing about Tremors. Talk about Tremors video game. Talk about Tremors toys. Talk about Tremors all of this stuff is out there and is able to happen, but Universal doesn't want to give a dime to Stampede while they're alive, so they're just putting it off until they die, and then we'll see it all the time. We'll see that license go fucking wild.
I'm here to tell you that is, I'm going to speak up against it for as long as I can.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. What's going on? I will not. I will get in trouble every time for talking about how wrong that is.
And this is where I initially started being sour on Glenn. Was Glenn had this whole thing about like, hey, don't be mean to Universal. Because Stampede is still trying to work with them and stuff. And like, it's like, okay, look it, man. I've talked to your brother's partner and I feel like he would go to any other studio in the world besides Universal. Like, I think he is so hurt by that there is no chance in hell that he would even go into a fucking Universal studio for a pitch meeting. Cause he's like, no, why would I? They're just gonna take my shit again. I don't care. And I've had this sinking feeling for a very long time that Glenn is in Universal's pocket. He's not Stampede Entertainment guy.
We don't know that for sure.
I don't.
It's just a running theory.
It is. And actually, I learned something new today. Because on the Tremors 2 4K, Steve was talking about Tremors Fest.
He did.
It was so weird.
He literally
And in fact, that's actually proof of when they recorded it. He was talking about Tremors Fest.
He was talking about Tremors Fest.
He's like, yeah, all the people showed up.
In Tremors 2, at the end, when it exploded, the huge explosion, he's like, if you watch it in a theater, they cheer when that happens. And I was like, oh my God, I was a part of
it. We were one of those cheering.
I was one of the ones that was cheering for that. Yeah. He's talking about me as of my Tremors dad. Yeah.
But it was there. He said something that has now it's in my brain, and I'm like, this starts to make more sense. That when George went to go show, wanted to do all seven movies in the theater, Universal was like, you can't charge for tickets. You can charge for tickets for the first movie because that's a theatrical release, and we have the license for that. But because these other movies are direct-to-video, the license and fees and royalties are way too complicated to even try. And you're just not going to... You can't make any money off of it. And George R. R. Martin went like, I don't care. I'll make money off of the food and the beer. That's what Steve literally says. Like, oh, I don't care. I'll make money off food and the beer. And so then that's why Tremors Fest... There was only a $25 fee. It was technically for that first movie.
You're right. That was the only one where they, policed,
And technically, that was the first, the first day. And you know what? Oh, my God. Now I'm actually putting that together. We watched that movie on the first day. And that was, they only showed Tremors 1 on the first Friday. And I think it's because of that. Oh, my God. Now,
you're right. Because then if you were there on Saturday or Sunday, it wouldn't have
those you don't get paid for, but you still have the... You still have this.
You still have your pass. So, even if you didn't, people really weren't policing it.
They actually, no. The person that was the manager of the theater was doing, she was letting people know they could come watch it for free. She was letting people know on the social medias,
it's true,
you can come watch the movies for free.
It's true.
Because there wasn't enough people in the theater. Everybody kind of left after the first day.
Yeah, the first one was packed. The second one, not so much.
Which was sad because it's it should have been. Oh, my God. Oh, I got I got more for that. But so I think, and that's where I think Glenn wants to now make some more money off Tremors Fest, is because there's no way to make any money off the movies, but technically you can make money off the people. You can make money off of the, I know, right? Just, I see those two sometimes and I'm just like, okay. Tremors Fest is awesome. Tremors Fest is where they show all 7 movies and you get to meet all the actors and the crew from the TV the movies and the TV show. But I think Glenn now sees like, oh, okay, if I can't make money off of the movies, I can make money off of facilitating the actors and the photos and the autographs. It's a middleman thing. He's always been, to me, someone who seems like a middleman. That was my first interaction with him, with the whole like, oh, you think you know more about Tremors than me. And it's like, I don't even really know who you are. Who you are? Oh, you're his brother. Okay. And it's like, do you have a podcast all about Tremors where you talk about all this? I don't see it. Fuck off. Not really. I didn't have the podcast at the time. But like, William gets it.
See, the whole thing about it
was... William was there. Yes.
I don't see... They never... Tremors is not a franchise that, like, set out to make a bunch of money.
No!
Like, if you listen to them talk and you listen to, like, the commentaries we listened to today, they were doing it because they had a story that they really enjoyed and they did a lot of really cool stunts and...
They actually
loved doing it. Yeah. It wasn't about the money. It never was.
They gave up... Nancy, Brent, Ron, and Steve... all gave up their producer fees for Tremors 2 so that money could go into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the commentary today. Like, to Nancy said that. She's like, yeah, we wanted to do more stuff.
Yeah.
So we all gave up our producer fees
so
that way we could put that money into the movie.
They genuinely loved what they were doing. They're all huge nerds.
Yeah.
Huge sci-fi nerds. They loved the explosions and the effects and all the fun, like...
Just having a good time with a movie.
They talked about it being a family. Like, yeah. It's a family vibe.
That was the thing I was talking... I don't know if you were listening when I was talking about the Peter Chesney guy where he was like, oh, no, you're not going to get into this to, like, make any money. If you look at your annual... how much you... your annual salary... you're not making any money. You're not getting rich off of this. But it's so much fun to create something like
that. See, this guy gets it. Tremors 2 is so great.
No, fuck! It's big! It's big!
We watched that movie twice today. Also, he's talking about... he didn't know. Seen 4. There's 5, 6, and 7. So the first 4 were made by Stampede Entertainment. And then the TV show was made by them. And then the reason that you probably don't know about 5, 6, and 7 is then Universal brought in another person to come and
other
do that.
Other people.
Levi has made their opinions known about those movies. I'm going to stay neutral. Better about it.
She likes them.
I do.
She likes 5. 5's one of her favorite movies.
I don't necessarily think that we should ever compare those movies to the other ones, because it's like comparing apples and weird oranges.
And I've become better about it.
They're gorgeous movies.
Like seeing them in the theater, right?
Don Michael Paul. Yes. Don Michael Paul did a great job.
Visually, beautiful.
Those movies are gorgeous. And I know that thing with Michael Gross and that cage is whatever to some people.
Oh, no, it's...
that will always be one of my most favorite things he has ever done in Tremors.
I talked about it before I went to Tremors Fest on this show, where that the scene where in the lion cage and stuff.
Is that in the
fifth one.
Oh,
but then,
man.
Okay, so this is where I was sold on it, though, was we were in the theater, and Michael Gross's wife, Elsa Gross, during that lion cage scene, was laughing her ass off.
Okay,
she was the loudest person in that theater.
Okay, so we're going to give you a little context about what we're talking about. In Tremors 5, there's a scene where Burt Gummer gets locked into a lion cage out in the middle of, like, the desert.
It's in Santa Fe, TikTok person.
It is. Tremors Fest is in Santa Fe. Sun beating down on him. He's wearing his, like, tighty whities. And it is just a montage of Michael Gross going crazy. Yes. His
Michael
name
Gross
is Michael Gross.
Michael Gross is the only actor for Bert. And the only one who can ever be
and
Bert.
And he literally goes crazy. He drinks his own pee at one point. It is hilarious. And he does some of the greatest acting I've ever seen.
The sigh I've been using urine as an insect repellent for centuries.
He's not who he's talking to. Nobody. He's fucking nuts. He hasn't had any water, and he's in this fucking place, and then a lion comes up and, like, pees on him.
If you're there,
I don't know.
Please give the HK-41 a good home. I miss it. And like, to some extent, you. My problem with the scene is really, there's so much piss. I get a, like, there's so much pee in that movie that I'm just like, does someone have a fetish for pee?
Because at one point a lion comes up and lifts up his leg and, like, pees on him.
And then he just, like, well, he does the shade at last. And the lion pees on him and he just...
He's, like, spitting out lion pee, and you're like, ugh, that's disgusting. But it's
just two alphas. We have an understanding.
He's so good, and he's just all, like, 150% in. He might have actually been dehydrated. I don't know. He might have been losing it, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
So good.
Michael Gross do in any of the Tremors, any of the movies, or the TV show. It is probably my favorite Burt Gummer moment. I'm not going to lie. Like, I can't.
It's good. It is fucking good.
My best thing, and I will defend
writing
it.
Writing-wise, we can have some questions, but Michael Gross, he gave 180 million percent on that fucking scene.
And I really appreciate him for it, so and good. It will always...
So good.
Watch that movie and just wait for that part, and once you get there, you'll be like, okay, this is the best thing I've ever
This
watched.
Is insane, but you know what? I kind of like it.
So here's me talking about Tremors 5. They're gorgeous. Yeah. We don't need to talk about the writing. That's just a whole...
Don Michael Paul did a great job visually with those movies.
He did. And he got brought into a really tricky situation.
He talked about it. Like, he was like, are you sure you really want me to do this? And
yeah, and then he found out about everything else, like, on the back end.
He still wants to talk to Steve and Ron. But
for whatever,
like,
reason, there's this weird, like, divide. And they won't let him... I really don't know why. I think that they would both benefit from meeting each other, because they're both... When I say both, I mean Don Michael Paul and Stampede. I feel like if you put those two forces together, something really, really cool and interesting could come out of it. Or at least, at the very least, just like a friendship or like a... Like, so there's no...
Ass blasters.
So there's no animosity, I think, is probably what everyone would want. Like, they don't have to work together necessarily, but...
There's a middle ground to be achieved.
And it involves just coexisting without the animosity.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's...
Sorry,
No.
I don't know where else to go from there.
We got on the tangent. It's because of, like, what happened in that difference in Universal coming in. And that's, we don't want to look at the people as, like, bad, because people are not inherently bad. When you get people into closed off groups where they're making decisions about stuff,
and when they're motivated by money, that's when,
honestly, that's the bigger one.
That's the problem.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made on Tremors, and they don't want to share it.
Yeah, but and if that's the only thing you're thinking about, then you're not being...
No, because that's what you were talking about. It was like how much fun the people were having in the first movies. That's where we jumped off from.
It wasn't... I guess...
They didn't want to make money. They were just trying to make good movies.
They just had a really cool idea that they really believed in, and then they got to do all kinds of cool effect shots and weird, like, just lots of cool stuff that you don't normally get to do in a movie. So, I don't know.
They had fun.
They had a blast.
And the last movie was made in... The last Universal movie was made in 2020. The last Tremors movie was made in 2023, which is the one we made.
It totally counts. I don't understand why you count it, because it's not like an actual, like, canon thing.
It is. It's, who cares? They're all canon.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. If people care, it's canon.
Okay. Anyways.
I have my theories that Glenn is, and please, William, if when Caitlin leaves, or if I'll probably be wrapping this up here. Like, if you feel this too, I'd like to hear other people's opinions, because I have my suspicions. Is guess what I'm really, like, getting at?
I'm also here to say, and I'm going to put it out there just for the world, for TikTok, for YouTube, whoever's listening. I'm not here to, like, make enemies. I don't really know why anyone would set out their day to make an enemy. I'm not trying to be threatening. I'm just...
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it's really hard and exhausting. Take it from someone who's dealing with rage issues. It's a lot harder to yell and scream. Actually, no, it's easier to yell and scream, but it doesn't do anything. It just, like, makes everything worse.
Well, you haven't been yelling and screaming this whole time. You've been articulating yourself.
I've been just trying to articulate my opinions and my emotions, and I'm here to say, I just want to be friends. I'm not...
We got to go back to Tremors Fest.
We do.
We got to see this guy again.
We have to see this guy again, and I don't exactly know how it's going to go, because...
Do we ignore him this time?
No, we
do. Do we try to say something to him?
We have to, because that's who we are. Like, we can't ignore somebody.
No, no, no. At this point, no. Like, that's my, like, you have to, like, say something.
Yeah, because they've actively, like put a, like, been a drain.
Ha! William's right. I knew it. Dude, no, I've been doing this for 3 years now, and that's my honest to Stampede Entertainment opinion.
We need to talk about this over here. Was it a feature length that you guys made?
No. Well, okay, the first one is 20 minutes. We're working on one now that's 60 minutes, and it actually continues from the first one, so if you put them both together, that's a feature length movie.
They're on YouTube. Do the names. The name's always
Tremors. Far Afield
is the first one.
AFIELD.
It's starring this one, and I shot it. I'm the director. And then the second one
is Tremors Hunting Ground.
That's the one we're working on now.
And she's in it.
I'm in it. I'm also shooting it. Levi's in it.
And my friend Justin's in it, too.
Justin Edwards is in it.
And some more of our friends who are going to be in a boardroom
soon. Levi's Pappy's in it. Like,
yeah, my dad's in it. My dad got eaten by a graboid last week.
Oh, my God. It was so freaking funny.
Like, it was hilarious. He was like, ah!
Levi asked if I wanted to go, like, be a part of it, and I was like, no, because
it is
I'm going to ruin takes because of the laughing, because
it was hilarious.
I just can't do
and
that.
He, like, before we did the graboid eating part, he was like, gung-ho on it. He was
kind of nervous.
So I'm driving now, and like, boom, I'm doing this, and he was, like, whistling, because I was like, you got to make noise, because the graboid's got to hear you, and he's like, okay, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, he was, like, playing it up. It was fucking hilarious.
So stay tuned for that, Pat. Yeah, I'm excited. He's going to be acting. Yet again.
Yeah. So, yes, we have. Oh, yeah. Oh, we made two. Like I said, we made two.
Yeah,
technically, I've made three because I made a short with Bert and Earl having a phone call with each other.
Yeah. I remember that.
When Fred Ward died, 2 days later,
I went out and made it.
It was really cool.
Forgot about that.
Oh, no. I'm working on it, William.
And you're still shooting it.
Yeah. Oh, we have one more scene to shoot, but like I said, the snow happened. It was supposed to be today.
Everything got closed.
The world got
Iowa
got canceled. Iowa got fucking shut down. Got canceled.
We're not supposed to be driving. The roads are terrible.
We're not.
Basically snowed in, so we were supposed to do it today, but they were like, "No, we got to close."
And I just have to. So William said this is on the Glenn thing. So if he's probably a universal plant. Wow. If you ignore Glenn or are mean to him, it will probably start something and he would probably try to pin it on you.
That's why we ultimately didn't.
Yeah, that was why. That's why I was like, oh, hey, cool,
the first
man.
Time.
Fuck it. I don't need to.
Because I wasn't going to, like, I really didn't want to rage, but I felt like I had to because he was being so mean and, like, bullyish. And then when I found out I didn't have to, I was like, oh, my God. Thank God.
Cool. We
get
to, like, have fun. That's way better.
And I didn't have to cause a scene in front of Michael Gross and all these
I know,
crazy
I don't
people.
To,
like, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to disappoint Michael and Steve, man.
No.
That's my biggest thing. Like,
I just want to help them, and I just want them to be happy.
They're like my Tremors parents, and I'm just like, I don't want to make them sad. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No. And yeah, I do. And that's where William's right. It's not even... Even if we ignore him,
it's still going to be a
because game. Now there's a precedent set where everybody's going to be like, "Hey, weren't you guys like talking last year and all fun with each other?
What's the matter?
What happened?" And it's like, then you're like, "Well, do I tell you?"
Because then that creates a whole drama,
something, and you're like, "I didn't. I was specifically trying to avoid this." But you made it worse!
And, like, we're literally just trying to... Oh, my God. I just... It bugs me. I can't keep thinking about it because it just hurts.
Well, no, this is... You've actually did a good job getting it out. I think this is very therapeutic.
We'll call it therapeutic, yes, because I do feel a little better.
I'm glad William's here, because again, William has met Glenn and knows what we're talking about. And William even said he gets that vibe from him, and I totally like.
And I wish that we didn't get that vibe. I only want to be friends with him. I don't have any animosity against him.
I did a 3-hour podcast with him.
Again, thought that he had a lot of really interesting things to say. Like, a girl! What up, baby?
You missed some good shit, Alicia!
Yeah, we've been venting and yelling, and there was some laughter, and...
Finn Carter showed up.
Oh, we were laughing about Michael Gross for a while. I don't want to appear threatening to anybody.
No.
Unless you're being, like, threatening towards me, then sure, but I'm not here to threaten anybody. Like, look at me. Like, is this the face of someone who's threatening? Like, come on. No. Come on. Also, our friend Adam over here is wondering, is Tremors your favorite film series? I think the answer would be probably yes.
Yeah, because it's a film series. Adam feels nice, but that's funny. I like the Fast and the Furious, you know, but Tremors
is
better.
You also like Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is one of my favorites, too.
The
Hunger Games.
We've been talking about the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's so good.
As someone who was not... Okay, I have a whole thing about this.
No, please. I already talked about it at the beginning.
Well, okay.
We can talk about the Hunger Games.
What was the name of that song?
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Such a mouthful. Anyways.
Worth it.
Best movie of the entire franchise. Was not expecting it. It came out of left field. It was fucking great. I have a really hard time with those movies because...
Children dying,
and I now have children in my life that I care very much for, and... When those movies first came out, those children were not around. So now, all I can do is think about the children I know in that situation.
I played them all the other day, and Caitlin came home right as Rue died. And
in
I was
the
like,
first movie,
I watched it,
and I wanted to, like...
And our nephews are, like, half black, so it's a thing, man.
The Hunger Game, if you're going to read the books, I actually found the books to be better, but The second, third, and fourth, meaning the second of the trilogy, and then Mockingjay, the last, is cut into two, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So technically, the one we watched is the fifth of the, but it's the prequel. Just Google it. I'm doing a really bad job of explaining it. Anyways, this movie was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fucking
It was a punch,
great.
Too, man. Like,
it was so good. Oh. It goes back into the
10th annual
Coriolanus Snow when he was younger, becoming a game maker. The 10th, yeah. It was freaking great. You're right. We definitely watched a girl with Down syndrome get eaten by, what was it, snakes?
Snakes.
Like, magical snakes. That was rough. I'm not going to lie, I could have done without that.
And she
was
just like, can I go home?
Yeah, and then I was like, this is why I don't like these.
But
there is a poignancy to them because I feel like as a society, we're not that far off from that. And
that's a mirror of a movie, man.
I've told the children in my life that when and if that does happen, we are going to run. And they better start running.
To Australia.
Battle Royale messes me up too. Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I read the books for Battle Royale, and that was... I'm good. But yeah. No, the Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is... I agree with Caitlin, is my favorite of
the
Hunger
Games. It's the best of
all of them. I don't mean just the favorite, it's the best one. Because there's a great, like, it's about fucking Donald Sutherland's character
as a young man,
and
he's actually,
like,
very, very interesting.
And I can't even say likable, it's
no,
understandable.
Kind of relatable. No,
Doctor Who's our favorite TV show.
I mean, we have a lot
of favorite TV shows.
I mean, look at the Handwarmers.
TARDIS
We're
Plus.
Definitely, We have a lot of favorite TV shows, though. It's not just Doctor Who.
Oh, I know. If I had to pick one, though, it's my, you know,
What about The Office? Or Community? Or...
See, it's just Doctor Who. I can't, like I said, yeah. If there's two things that I can rant about forever, is Tremors and Doctor Who.
I like them all.
It's true. But, yeah, And okay, so this is why I wanted to bring this in. All right, this is why
sorry,
I said no.
My focus.
No, you're good. You're good. This was actually part of what I was doing. That's why I sang the song at the beginning. Was that what we're doing, like with Tremors, like what I'm specifically doing with Tremors, is trying to start a revolution.
If anyone's gonna start a revolution, it's this one
with
right
Tremors
here.
Okay, and it's like I love like the idea that revolutions and or the changing of the tides can happen just from simple people standing up to something and being like, I'm out.
Hey,
of this.
I'm not here to be treated that way.
That's the whole point. Yeah, viva la revolution! Like, that's why, like, the whole thing with what happened to Stampede Entertainment pisses me off so much. And I went like, you know what? This is the hill I'm gonna die on. I know. People, like, when I first started, like, when
I'm
made...
I'm not gonna die on the Tremors Hill, but
that's
I know
fine. No,
will.
That's fine. Like, when I first made my posts on Reddit and stuff and was telling people about this, people would be like, you know, I have, like, never cared about anything as much as you care about Tremors.
Oh, my God, no. And
here's the thing. I want it, like, and I had people that would be like, okay, look, you're fucking stupid. These are just, like, worm movies. Nobody cares. But then 75% of the time it would be like, you care so much that, like, now I care. And I can't explain that.
You made me care.
You made me care about something that I thought was stupid. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give that a chance.
You made me care about it.
And thank
I
you.
Had never seen Tremors until 4 years ago, and I feel like I've seen it enough in the last 4 years to make up for my entire lifetime, and then some. So it works out okay.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry Tremors. And yeah, an idea cannot be killed, all right? So this has always been my concept for this, all right? Christopher Nolan's Batman movies are the best Batman movies. I don't care.
They're pretty great.
They're awesome. And the thing that I have, like, is fucking stuck in my
brain.
Something
he did right.
He did.
Don't get me started.
Okay, we watched
Tenet
the other day, and she just wanted to kill me.
I have no idea what that movie was about. You watched
I still don't.
Okay,
I kind of liked it, but that doesn't mean I understood what happened.
Half a dozen times. I have no idea. The only thing I remember about Inception is them flipping in that van for like 25 hours. It doesn't ever stop. And then I don't remember how it ends because I don't think I actually watched it because I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. But here's the thing. I loved Interstellar. And I loved Oppenheimer. Go watch Oppenheimer. That movie is fucking
nuts. That is 3 hours I don't mind sitting through. I don't like biopics.
No, Adam. New friend, TikTok friend, Adam.
No, hey, it's okay. We can all like different things.
It's true.
It's okay. As long as we all hate Universal, we can all like different things.
What I'll say is, if you like those two, if you liked Inception and Tenet, watch Interstellar and Oppenheimer. Because they are Christopher Nolan movies that I can actually get.
Interstellar is my favorite Nolan movie.
Same.
Like
Oppenheimer was pretty good too. Interstellar is the best.
Interstellar is.
It's better than the Batman movies.
It is. All right. So, but the
hot take opinion.
Okay. So, but then so.
I'll eat an olive for my hot take opinion. How about that?
So, but I have always loved the concept in Batman Begins, where Ra's al Ghul tells, Stranger Things is all right.
We do.
I'm ready for season 5.
I'm ready to see the ending.
Hot takes should be a new rule, Edwin. Yeah.
I'm down.
I'm down with that.
I have all so right. many different hot takes, like I'd be eating olives all day. So I start talking about Katherine Heigl because I don't want to.
Oh, I hate her so much.
No, you don't mind her. I hate her. Julie Roberts! Oh my God, we can
talk about this! Julia Roberts is the worst! Every role that has ever gone to Julia Roberts should have gone to Sandra Bullock. I'm just saying.
Having watched the Ocean's movies, and then we watched that Channing Tatum Sandra Bullock movie. She is miles better. Miles
that is,
better.
That's hot
Sandra,
takes. That's hot takes.
Sandra
you
Bullock.
Know what? I don't even feel like that's a hot take, but you know what? I'm going to eat an olive just to like.
That is not a hot take, but I'll eat an olive for Sandra Bullock any day. She will always.
The Lost City. With Channing Tatum.
Oh my god, that movie is so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Channing Tatum is a treasure. I don't care what anyone says.
Okay.
He is fucking funny.
Do you mean Emma Roberts or Emma Stone?
Emma Roberts.
No, I'm sorry, William. We just, that you can crush on her, but I just don't dig on her. I just don't dig.
You have a crush on her, or you're crushed by our take on her? Because either way, I get it. People have this weird connection with Julia Roberts because of.
Eric Roberts is a national treasure. Eric Roberts played the best version of the Master on Doctor Who. I said what I said. Not
this
really.
Is
I don't,
why you
I don't really
in
mean
in
that.
The
I don't,
because
really.
He comes
He's
in,
okay.
He hasn't talked for like an hour, and he comes in, and he... God bless it.
All right, so, okay. What I was trying to say about the Nolan Batman...
Emma Roberts is like... Oh, you're
Who's
right.
Emma Roberts?
Emma Roberts is the one from the, I think she's on American
Horror
Story.
Oh, is
Horror
she actually?
Story. That's her. That's Julia Roberts' niece.
Oh,
like,
I hate Nepo babies.
Real life niece.
Oh, that's why I hate Glenn, is because he only uses his brother's name and doesn't do anything with
See,
it.
See, Alicia
I
gets
hate
it.
Nepo babies so much.
No, can I say something
Make
about
Make your
Julia
own
Roberts?
Worth.
I don't want to offend our friend because he's been really cool.
No, William understands. William's cool.
Oh, you had a crush on her? You were supposed to have a crush on her because, I mean, my best friend's wedding, pretty woman. I mean, she's gorgeous. She just can't act. Like, I don't get why everyone put her in those movies. She's a great, like, interesting presence. Erin Brockovich, actually, she kind of, like, tried in that one because I think she knew that if she did, she'd get awarded
for it. She did get
an
Oscar for it.
That's what I'm saying, is she knew that it was Oscar bait, and if she actually tried, which, as an actress... Part of me respects that. I actually do kind of get where she's coming from, and I do have a little tiny bit of respect for that.
I don't.
You know what? Shut up. You know what?
I'm being funny. No, please. I'm just being funny.
I'm like, trying to be nice. We're talking about being better people, and she's obviously very, like, beloved and accoladed. We obviously haven't been... In multi-million dollar
Big mistake.
Movies like Juliet.
Huge.
Huge. I've seen Pretty Woman like twice. So, anyways.
I've never seen Pretty
I'm
Woman.
I'm not going to like, what's that thing that they say about, she's like, I'm not going to stand in line for her, but I'm not going to take it away from anybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Paul Rudd. Religion is like Paul Rudd, you know. I would never take it away from anyone, but I would also never stand in line
for you. Yeah, I respect you, and I'm here to say that I'll probably watch many more Julia Roberts movies in the future.
You know, I'm just glad that she wasn't in all of the Ocean's movies. You know, that's...
Catherine Zeta-Jones was pretty great in the second one.
I did
one.
Like Catherine Zeta-Jones, and...
And obviously Al Pacino in that last one kills me. Like, he's so stupid.
You should
have
known better. You shook Sinatra's hand. It's just my... I have a thing. I have a personal code about your word, and that's... Okay, so which I'll go back to.
Okay, we gotta wrap this up.
I know.
We gotta eat some dinner. I'm hungry.
Okay. So, Batman Begins.
Oh my god, we're gonna go all the way back to Batman Begins? We're gonna be here...
No, we were! That's
hours.
Where I started before we went on this tangent about Nolan and Julia Roberts movies, okay?
I'm sorry, that was my fault.
It's fine.
I'm
going to
eat
kinda,
an olive because I'm hungry, but also because...
Oh, please do. Here's the fork.
I don't need a fork.
Oh, I have the gloves to stop myself from doing that. Y'all have been eating olives this entire time. Is that not enough? Are you not entertained?
The only thing to eat up here is olives and hot sauce. So I'm going with
hot sauce from Joe and Molly's wedding.
But I'm not going to eat that. But I'm not going to eat that because I feel like it would be bad.
So like... My whole goal with Tremors has been to... Oh, they should be blue cheese stuff. God damn it. Stop distracting
just
me.
Generic.
Is that like...
They're still pretty good.
Though. As Caitlin was saying, it is the greatest creative crime of this century. And I don't feel... Neither one of us feels comfortable, you know, like making anything. And I'm getting to that, William. All right. Neither one of us feels comfortable creating anything you know, we're creative people. And you can't, if you're just always worried about Hollywood with the AI or Hollywood studios just taking stuff from you, why the fuck would we even
I'm not going to try,
you know? So with Tremors, I've always thought that it's an idea, all right? This, like, Stampede Tremors thing. Like, this is, if you can devote yourself to an ideal and you create a mythos and a legend, and if they can't kill you, then you become something else entirely. What's that? A legend, Mr. Wayne. And that's not even a Batman thing.
It's just a life thing. Like, don't.
That's just, you can't kill ideas. No. Honestly, I've always loved the V for Vendetta movie. V for Vendetta is a movie I actually like more than the comic. I've read the comic too. I actually used to own it until somebody took it from me. But like you can't kill ideas. Like, once there's four or five or six of you that have been in this, and we'll include, thank you,
our new friend Adam.
And Adam over here on the TikTok. Like,
we appreciate you.
Because like, you are all now influenced by an idea. This idea that, no, you, like, what you have and what you create is yours. And yeah, what's up? Like, that's you. And nobody should ever be able to, like, tell you what you can do with yourself and your idea and your life. That is, like, that is the whole fucking point of this podcast. That's why I make the joke about, like, this is Talking Tremors. My name is Levi Dylan Burzloff-Lutt, and this is my wife, Caitlin Marie Lutt. And you can't tell us what to do, because this is my podcast. I'm in charge. Nobody, what are you going to do? What are you going to, Caitlin gives me shit because she's like, oh, you know, you could get like sponsors and get paid for it. And it's like, I don't want anyone being able to tell me what to do. I will happily do other things.
I would love to see anyone try to tell me what
like,
to do.
Well, no, I would do jobs. I do my voices and my songs and my impressions and my other stuff. And it's like, I would do that for money. But this show, this Talking Tremor show is like, and yes, we have. We have acted in theater things.
Oh, yeah, we're theater actors.
This is my, like,
like, live theater. Musical theater.
You can't kill this idea. Like, it's not going away. And yeah, the Tremors idea exists through us because of it existing in our mind.
God damn it.
And no, the Church of Umberly is bullshit.
Okay. Do you want
Which is Justin's idea of making an idea thing.
Do you want,
thing?
Me to rant for the next 17 hours? Because can talk about our friend's cult.
Stop.
Our friend doesn't have a cult. It's in a D&D
he does.
Game.
It's he does like have a D&D cult. It's a
he does, and it's a problem. But it's not like a real life problem. It's just our D&D problem.
Yes. We'll deal with
we
that.
We have to figure out how to stop him, and I'm not quite sure
and
how.
I try every game. And no, we're not. We're simple people who live in Iowa.
I love that you think we're sad.
That's adorable.
I really
we are not.
Our new friend Adam, no.
Yes.
I do not have
Adam,
a sad card.
You should go over to the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you
want to
stay forever,
there's
a YouTube channel at the Tremor Saga. That's where all the comments are. If you want to live forever and you want to find out when this show happens, go to the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel. Really loving what you're saying. We appreciate you so
we
much.
We really
baby.
Do, too.
That's
all
so
the, all of our friends are over here.
No, Justin, I will not forward information.
I'm sure Levi would gladly. He's so consistent about that frickin'
yes,
fictional
that's,
cult.
Yes, we're live on the YouTube channel, on the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel. Yeah. They allow us to be on this TikTok and on their YouTube channel to do these lives. So if you want your comments to stay forever, Adam, head over there. We'd love to have you. Thank you, buddy. Or you can be here, too, and we'll still, like,
we appreciate
out.
You either way.
And, yes, you are the only one over here, so it's cool. If you're curious, I've got almost, like, 50 episodes of this show if you want to go back. And
where
look.
It's just
Check
Levi.
Check out the Talking Tremors podcast with Levi Dylan Burzloff-Lutt. This is my wife, Caitlin Marie Lutt, who's only been on 3 episodes so far, and it's actually quite fun. I'm excited.
That's all right.
Yeah. But, yes, so this idea thing, all right? I burn the fire. And I've always, like, the Joker is awesome, but Bane's the coolest. Like, no one cared who I was till I put on the mask. And Oh, that is a fucking impression.
I'm starting to get it now.
Yep. That's why I do them so much. That's why the olives things are like...
That's why you bought that giant thing of olives.
I had to. I was going to buy a smaller jar, but I was like, no. I do a lot of these.
I do a lot of impressions.
And revolution from ideas. Okay. Oh man. So what happened was that I found out this happened, and then the copyright clause of Stampede gets the rights to Tremors in 2025. And this is super special secret between us.
On two different public forums. But no, it's a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Well, because technically...
You're all over the world. Don't tell anybody.
Because technically, I never signed anything. All I did...
I feel like if you ever signed an NDA, I'd be like, you need to burn
it. Oh, I would never be able to. If someone gave me an NDA, and I would be like, guys, it's just not happening. You know what? Just don't tell me.
Levi, like, just don't tell. It's like Tom Holland. Just don't tell him the ending, and then he won't spoil it for the entire world. No, we love Tom Holland. He's adorable.
Just don't tell me. Know. Like, it's just better
to not tell them, because then they don't know.
But I started this thing, because I got so mad, and I found a lawyer to make this copyright clause thing happen. I hooked him up with Stampede. I've talked about this before on the podcast. And, like, and it's, like, happening. Like, Steve may or may not, I don't know, have said may or may not, maybe.
Oh my god, can I not be here? You're
no. Anyway, the point is that, like, yes, there are things.
There are things happening.
In the background, happening.
And I don't even know everything, and the things I know, I'm like, oh wow.
Okay. She can attest. Like, okay. There are. The way that the copyright clause works is that after 35 years, the original creators can basically petition to get their intellectual property back again. And
which 35 years?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, my freaking god. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. 35 years without their intellectual property.
Oh, my god, yeah. And it's happening. And it's. And it's one of those. That's why we were talking about the Short Circuit merch and then the Tremors merch. Is that Steve was really rubbed raw by it. Nancy too. Man, listening to Nancy in that commentary, you can hear the, like, fuckers. And I'm gonna fucking.
She's trying really hard not to be mad.
And it's like you can hear the. I'm gonna fucking take these bastards for everything I can. Oh, the minute I get this.
She's the feisty one, I feel.
She is. Oh, my God. She's the mother of Tremors. And she's... Oh. She was going to be at Tremors Fest last year, but I think she was just too pissed to do it. I think she needed Steve and Ron to go first to be like, hey, is this something that, like, I'm going to be yelling about when I'm there? Because I feel like Nancy's like Michelle.
I was just going to say, Alicia
knows where we talked about Michelle, where she's just like, I don't fucking give a shit! Fuck you! Because Nancy started her own production company for the sole reason to be like, no, you get to tell me what to do. This is my thing.
Yeah,
you
don't she get wanted to, her... Yeah.
This is what we have this thing in common of just like, no, look, I made this. Fuck off. I don't. Hollywood money. I don't fucking give a shit. It's called Stampede Entertainment because the Stampede and Tremors was so fucking awesome. It was so good. That's what I love about that name, too. It's like fucking that. The runner of the Stampede in the first Tremors movie was so good that they were like, that's what we're going to name our company. That's how good that writing was. You know what? That's the name.
The whole thing is nuts. And I agree. I think that she didn't feel like she could be there. And I don't think that she felt like she could be professional in that setting. Which actually was a very professional move. Because she could have gone in there and, like me, like, wanted to fucking rage. But she made the conscious decision to be like, nope, I'm just not ready for that. And I don't think I'm able to do that. And
the Stampede Entertainment made the first four films and the TV show for 25 years before they got kicked out, Adam.
So technically they've only, yeah.
Yes. They made everything that you really care about Tremors, which actually Adam's only watched the first four. That's Stampede Entertainment.
And then
the reason
show.
You like Tremors is because of Stampede.
So you should really, really seek out 5, 6, and 7 just to see the, because you'll see a difference. I promise you'll see a difference. And then you'll be like, what? And then you'll get to the end. Now, I'm not going to spoil it because I'm not here to do that. But you're going to get to the end of the 7th movie and you're going to be like, what the fuck? And that's all I'm going to say.
Tubi, I think, has some.
I think Tubi does have.
Although it. I always tell people to pirate it.
I mean, at this point, sure.
Again, you can buy the Ultimate Collection if you want with the 7 movies and the TV
gonna
show.
I'm not going to lie, new friend Adam, if you watch those movies and get to the end, I'm curious about what you think.
Yep. Come and make a comment on the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel.
Reach out in some way. If you ever do watch them and you get to the end, I'd be curious to know your opinion.
And yes, the soul goes away even if the actors try. Alicia's right. Like, that's... They try. I can't be mad at the people that make the movies. I'm be mad at the money people all day long. But, like, the soul goes... Like, they you can't recapture that, you know? Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's painful. And anyway, yeah, that's, like I said, Nancy. I hope she comes to Tremors Fest this year, and I'd love to see her rage. I'd love to see her and Michelle and Elsa in the same room
literally
together.
I would just stand back and watch and get my beer and be like... I wouldn't fuck with them. They're kind of scary.
No,
and
man.
They have seen, I mean, Michelle especially, you can tell, like, she's watched Steve be very upset about this for a very long time, and she's kind of like me, where she's like, fuck this. Like, I'm done feeling like this. I'm tired of watching someone I love hurt, and I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore. And I really appreciate that about her. And it was really interesting and fun to talk to her.
God, that would be a put the three of them on stage and let them go. That would be so good. No. Honestly, no, I don't want them on stage. I want them at the bar.
I want them at the bar. And I want to open a tab. Be like, hey, and guys. I want to say, hey, let's talk.
Would you like some olives?
Would you like another beer?
And, yeah, so that's... I'm excited. That'll be fun. We'll figure out whatever the fuck this Glenn situation is. I'm glad that we talked about it on here, so that way we can have a record of, like, hey, we have good intentions. This other person doesn't seem to have good intentions. If he would like to prove he's got good intentions,
I would love
come in here and do this. Like, that's where, like, the fact that I'm friends with Don, I'm friends with Michael, I'm friends with Steve, I'm friends with Bill Watterson, I'm friends with all these people that make Tremors, and they all love me, and they love Caitlin. Yet this one guy over here hates us.
I would, like, love to be proven wrong, I guess.
I need answers. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, and I just want to know one way or the other. Like, I don't really care, like me or not. I'm going to be a part of this regardless of what that is. So why don't we just leave all that crap over here?
I'd love it to just be in this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to, like, go any farther than that if it doesn't need to.
You know, I would actually prefer that.
We tried to do last year.
We don't need to go any farther.
We didn't even talk about it in the podcast. I didn't even talk about Glenn in the podcast until, like, a couple months ago, because it was just like, I think something's happening.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's, I like it. No, don't research the cult, Edwin. Justin!
God dang it. Don't let him influence you. Justin can be very charismatic, and he plays a pirate.
Thank you, Adam.
He plays a pirate, and for some reason, this pirate thinks that he needs to have a cult following.
You know what? He can't even control the cult.
No, they do what
He's just
want.
Like, I'm going to have a cult because I think it's fun.
So they follow our party around, and then...
No, they don't. They fuck off and do different weird
maybe,
things.
Or we
they died.
Them.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They
Justin.
Turned into zombies, I feel like.
Yeah, they die because... Justin doesn't know how to lead a cult.
He does roll natural 20s on shatters, too, and that's never fun. I cast shatter on the most important thing that we're doing, and it's like, oh, shit. Anyways, we need to find a way to wrap this up.
No, I do have something to wrap it up. All right, Adam, I'm going to have to use my phone here for something. So if you want to still be a part of this, go over to the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel and join the comments there, because... Glenn isn't allowed in my cult.
He's not good enough.
That's the one selling point of your cult.
That is the one selling point of your cult. I'll give you that.
No. I'm not kicking you off, Adam. I really love you. I just have to use my phone for something. So, like,
use my phone for it.
Or do you have it saved on your phone?
Hold on. I can find it quick enough. Actually, hold on, Adam. Hold on. I'm going to use Caitlin's phone.
We're not kicking you off.
No. I'm going to keep. I didn't want to, like, lose you. I was just more like, I had
You've
something.
You've been very, very kind.
Yes. I don't want to hate TikTok people.
I don't want to hate TikTok either. It can just be so hateful back that you're like, God, do I even want to try that today? But we're going to meet cool people every once in a while. And TikTok Live is always a crapshoot. You never know what you're going to get, so. I appreciate TikTok.
Yes.
I don't get it, but...
I just need to... I'm looking for it.
And, I mean...
All right. Yes, I'm going to find something. No. I don't know who you are, Adam, but I like your comments. You seem like a decent human being. I agree with this. All right, hold on. I can find it. I just got to go through here real quick. All right. I did. I found it. Okay. Do you want to be here for this?
Oh, that weird thing. I mean, yeah, I might
yeah,
as well.
This is, okay.
Do I have to read something?
No, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Can I react?
Or you can. Okay, you totally can. All right, so this is a special thing that I'm taking from the Don't Make It Weird podcast. I mentioned a podcast. I was getting the olive ready. Where they do this thing, it's one of their, usually the last segment on the show that they do. It's called Cringy Copulation, where they read really bad erotic readings, erotic writing. And a lot of it's bad. There's only so many times you can hear someone be like, oh, I put my penis in her sheath or her wound, and you're just like,
engorged member from that movie. Yeah.
Someone with a 13-inch rod. Consent is sexy is always, that's the thing. And I wanted to do one for Tremors, because I think it's hilarious.
Boy.
Okay, hold on.
How long is it?
I had a part here, right here in the middle.
You're not going to read the whole thing. Okay.
No, we're not going to read the whole thing, but I just wanted to read some of it, because I thought it would be funny.
Okay, well, you're going to get me reacting to it, so that's fun.
Yep.
I've never heard, I have no idea what it is. I have no idea what this is, so buckle up, people, because live reactions from Caitlin are usually kind of loud.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Get it together, Levi. Come on, no laughing.
Usually when they do this on the Don't Make It Sheep-Breasted Boobily.
That is a thing. She's not wrong about
I
that.
Know I know it's not. That's why it's funny. Boobily. I found one that I thought was, like, okay, but I just wanted to, like, read it because I thought it would be funny.
All right, let's go.
Okay. There's a whole, like, we have to do it sexily.
No, yeah. Please don't.
No, that's how it worked. That's the... Okay.
Ugh. I'm already exhausted.
To hell with it. Life was short anyway. Earl had learned that in the stampede. Funny how he kept forgetting it until Val was standing in front of him, asking for something he shouldn't. Earl grabbed him by the hips and put Val right up on the kitchen sink. His eyes were huge. Throat pulsing. Lips... wet and open. Earl let his fingers follow the water droplets, the towel pulled tight across his knees. When Earl pushed against it, moving in to lock his lips, one whole thigh popped out. As he ran his hand up it, Val moaned into the kiss. I gotta keep it together. Don't read ahead. That's always what Sean says. Don't read ahead. Earl jerked his hips forward, and Val locked his legs around him for stability. Their cocks and nipples brushed together. Val's fingers raked through Earl's damp hair and down his back, throbbing against each other with a towel between them. Their tongues did some exploring along with their hands. Then Earl flexed his hips. Friction made Val's breath reverse sharply. He bucked back. Earl set a steady pace and Val tried to match it. But that wild side... worked against him.
no discipline, pure instinct, and hunger. A hunger that equaled Earl's.
Who wrote that? I don't know. I was hoping you wrote this, Alicia, but you didn't. Oh no, it's pretty long. It's pretty long.
You can't see it.
I know. Okay, hold
on. It is like so long. Oh my fucking God.
Oh no, and that was it. I just thought that was the there's a whole oh God damn it, I'm close. Me too. Okay, hold on, I gotta do this. Hold on. I gotta do this.
That's what she said.
Oh, God damn it. Earl cried, body on the brink. I'm close. Me too, Big Daddy. Come on, Val yelled. His voice broke on the last syllable. Oh, hell yeah. Val let out a triumphant whoop. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God. Gross.
And I know yours is all like women, Alicia, and I almost picked one of yours, but I thought I would lead up to that and not start.
Oh, look, it's Adam. Look, this is the first time I've heard someone read my writing.
If that was you, actually, the writer of that, Adam. The writer of that is Mishfix, two right hands with right instead of. Like, right.
Two right hands.
W-R-I-T-E.
It's two called right hands. Bixby Here We Come, yeah. Which, you know.
Which is funny. I've actually read this one before, and I was just like, what the fuck is this?
It's
and
just
I have to say,
smutty fan
no, fiction. Well, okay, so the whole point of the Don't Make It Weird thing is that the cringy copulations are usually from, like, really bad stuff. But this is what's funny. Is that actually, it's kind of hard to find bad Tremors fan fiction. I mean, Tremors fans are very good writers.
I was interested.
So it's just like, I don't know if I'll find bad stuff, but I had to, that's where I started. I wanted to find some Graboid porn, but I wanted to, like, I'll build up to that, you know.
All I got to do is look at Twitter for that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. We all know
Graboid
that.
Porn is for real.
And, oh, yeah, I thought you might have read that, Alicia. Alicia's read that one before, but yes. So that was whatever the fuck that was. You can X out of that, so it's not
even.
You don't need that
in,
your search
history.
It's
going to mess up my algorithm for a while, probably.
Whoopsie! So Mason said, is there Tremors adult films? No, but there's that.
There's a lot of fan fiction where they think where Earl and Val are like what we just heard. That's,
which I get. I actually see that. I don't like necessarily agree, but I see it. I get it. So yeah, that's, hey, wait, cool. Oh, yeah. Awesome, babe. You want to finish up with me or?
That's what she said. Also, sure.
Oh my God.
What? Justin said it first. Also,
I know he
we've
did.
Been watching The Office. So
and
like,
then Justin just... has a thirst trap thing there, too.
I mean,
so all...
it's what it is. It's just a lot of sexy.
All right. So, anyway, I thank everybody that's been here tonight and doing all that jazz and stuff.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll thank the We Have Issues and Don't Make It Weird podcast already. I'm going to have Anthony and Steven on next week. Steven was really tired this week. We gave him the week off, which if you want to watch a really interesting episode of We Have Issues, go check out Anthony's recent episode, which was a solo episode, which was just an hour of him talking just like this. Well, not like this, actually. And he actually did. It was really good. He answered a lot of my questions and prompts. And that was
cool.
It was funny. So I said one where it was like, tell the saddest story that you can think of. And he was reading, he's like, and Levi said, tell the saddest story that you can think of. No. And he just kept rolling.
I'm with you, Anthony. No.
We qualified sad story segment this week with whatever that Glenn stuff was, so I think that's fine.
It is kind of sad, but more stupid.
Just something got to work through or whatever. Yeah, Alicia gets it. I got Alicia to watch We Have Issues. She's on episode 30.
Nice.
And it's good. And again, Alicia, if you like We Have Issues, the Don't Make It Weird podcast is awesome, too. I wanted to point this out. I didn't. I got stickers. That's them. That's Sean and Dina and Daniel. And then Certified Weirdo. I got stickers. Now I've showed the podcast that I have the stickers, so now I can put them on my laptop finally. I've been waiting. I always got to show them the cool stuff I get. And then I, because it's a good way to promote. It's like, oh, hey, don't make it weird in the stickers. And I wore the shirt last week. And then, yeah. So go check them out. and then I said Pake, a thank you to Pake. And then Christopher Dunham and Jeff Johnson and Kevin Smith of the Sons of Shadows podcast. I love these guys. Thank you all so much. Thank you to Stampede Entertainment. Steve Wilson and Nancy Roberts and Brent Maddock and Ron Underwood and Michael Gross and Don Michael Paul. Thank you guys all so much for making these movies and trying, and all the actors and everybody. Thank you so much for putting it out there. You're good. You're good. And thank you to Jonathan Melville, who wrote the the Seeking Perfection official guide to Tremors. I can't wait to have him on the show. That'll be in a couple weeks from now. I'm super excited. Thank you to Octavio Lopez San Juan, who's writing Cazador de Graboides, La Historia de la Saga Temblores. And we've been working together to write his books. He keeps sending me doubts. I love that. Doubts.
Oh, yeah, the doubts. Yeah.
I have doubts. Can I send you my doubts, Levi? I'm like, that is such, I love that language. That is so interesting how you say that. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you to anybody who writes a Tremors book or makes a Tremors movie. Fucking love you guys. To that point, I would like to thank Justin Edwards, who's not in this chat right now. So if he says anything about cult or anything, just ignore it. It's not real. He's a crazy person. thank you to Justin Edwards for being Chase Maddock, who, again, if I put the Maddock name in the fucking movie, I clearly don't have a full resentment here.
We don't hate you because, like, we're using your name.
And my dad, who's in the movie, his name is Old Ron Maddock. So I'm not fully against this here. and again, I want to thank my friends who are going to try to be in the filming next week. I want to thank Ben McClintock and Dessa McClintock. I don't think Ben's going to be able to make it, but Dessa's going to try. And then Joey Fuel and Molly Evans. And thank you guys for being in it. And I hope you guys watch Dog Soldiers too, because it's a great fucking movie. But thank you to my friends. Thank you to anybody who ends up being in it too. I know none of you who are currently watching are going to be in it. And Alicia Love Pappy. I got to send him that. Alicia said Pappy's got pipes.
Acid Santa.
Acid Santa. Oh, I love you, Rena Calm, wherever you're at. You were amazing.
She called him Acid Santa, and then we were like, yep, that's
exactly his name. That's his new name.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
It
peaked when Michael professed his love. Oh, to Holly? See, look, I don't hate Michael Scottless, The Office. I've actually come to like it.
It's true.
I think everybody.
I thought I was going to hate it, but I actually.
It's like Tremors 5, 6, and 7. Yeah. Everybody else kind of stepped up to the plate a little bit.
Oh my God, yeah. It allowed everyone else to be very creative and funny.
Yeah.
They were trying to fill a very, very giant Steve Carell sized hole, and they did a good job.
Yeah. And no, not the Kevin Smith.
A different
Kevin Smith of Sons and Shadows podcast.
Right. I get why you'd think that. Yeah, I thought that too.
And thanks for the have fun filming. And Alicia's Acid Santa that's his acting name.
It's on his SAG card. It's in the mail.
Yep, it's in the mail. And this is one that I wanted to shout out. This is a longtime friend of mine, and I haven't shouted him out in a long time. Kevin Collins. You remember Kevin?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah? Like, he was on the show at the beginning.
Oh, yeah,
like,
kind
of,
yeah.
I've missed him. And, like, I was going back through old episodes, and he was one of the most helpful people starting this show, and I just wanted to, like, thank him in general. Thank you, Kevin Collins,
wherever you may be. Adam doesn't know Pappy. No, we're not union. Pappy does not. He reluctantly acts, I guess. And
he had fun, though.
He did have fun. He's only ever done, like, two other things. And in the one show we did with him, he was in Cuckoo's Nest, where all he said was fuck them all! He said it like 14 times.
Fuck them all!
And that's kind of how we were in. So Acid Santa, just, you know.
Rudley. Or Rudderly? I can't remember if that was the
character. I don't know. He did this for a really long time.
Yep.
And then peed
And himself. He actually made a contraption where he peed himself.
He did! It was disgusting. It was really
effective. It was just water, but it was hilarious.
Well, it was very effective.
It was very funny. And I.
But no, the idea of Pappy having a SAG card and being union is hilarious.
None of us are. We just like doing stuff.
we're not legit by any means.
And, yeah, cool. So, Pappy got the same kind of
That was the only way he would do it, and he took several shots before he did pretty much anything. So.
So again, thank you everybody who's filming. And Justin, I really want to see the rest of your Shift in Sand script and get out there and film that snow graboid ice fisherman thing. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Watch it.
And again, to everybody, go film more Tremors stuff. I want to see everybody's Tremors movie. Edwin, I want to see yours too. Like, bring it the hell on. To which the point, I want to thank the Tremors Saga people for letting us use their TikTok. The Tremors Saga TikTok, and for letting us use the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel, for promoting this show wherever they can. Thank you in general, whoever you are, Batman. Thank you. We try to have fun. We didn't get your TikTok banned this time, so yay.
We actually had a very successful time on TikTok this
time.
Yes,
we did. Adam, you've been great.
We've had three or four people in here the whole time.
Yeah, there was the Lizardo, too, was pretty good, too.
Yeah, TikTok. Both mediums not were bad. Very good tonight.
And so then, again, thank you to everybody who's been in the chats, which is Adam. Thank you so much, man. And again, if you want to see more of this show, go over to the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel. There's a whole playlist called Talking Tremors. There's like 50 episodes of this show. Go check out whatever the fuck this is. I do this every week. I won't do a live next week because I have to... I'm interviewing Anthony, and then the next week I'm going to be interviewing John. But my next live will probably be in about 2 weeks from now. Would love to have all of you guys, and you, Adam, back again. But go check out those videos. Everybody, this is Talking Tremors with Levi Dylan Berzloff-Lutt and Caitlin Marie Lutt. Marie Lutt Berzloff. And, you know, like and subscribe. Share this with your friends. But thank you. Thank you, Tremor Saga people. And then thank you to everybody that's been in the chat, like you, Adam, and Lizardo. And then you, Edwin, you're always invaluable. Thanks for showing up, Alicia. I love you. You're going to love it when you go back and listen to the rest of this. Because Alicia does. She goes back and listens. And you're fucking going to love this one. Thank you to William for showing up. Mason. Actually, thank you to William so much for understanding. Not even agreeing.
Getting it.
But getting it. And was there anybody else on this chat? I can't remember.
Not really, no.
No, I don't think so. I missed a thank you last week, and I wanted to thank Ian Ayush. I didn't thank him fully last week, and I don't think I thanked Derek either. Derek Hillier, which is the guy we met at our hotel.
Oh, with the adorable family.
And,
yeah.
But I missed their names in the thank you last week, so I wanted to make sure I thanked them again, because they were great contributors, and I really appreciated it so much. Thank you all. and then, as always, I end with thank you to my mom, wherever the fuck she is. She's getting, I don't know. I just thank her. Thank you for the microphone. Thank you for being there. Dois Vidanya? What the fuck? I think that's Russian.
Dois Vidanya.
Oh, Dois Vidanya. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
I am the interpreter sometimes.
Dois Vidanya. Thank you to my mom. Thank you to Caitlin's mom and dad. I'll let you thank people. Thank you to my dad, too, Pappy, for being in our Tremors movie. You were about to say something.
No, I was just ready to go eat.
Okay. Thank you to my Pappy for being in my Tremors movie and being Acid Santa. Thank you to my sister and Eli. Her birthday's coming up soon. Can't wait to celebrate with her. Love her so much. I think she might come down for filming. We'll see. And then
I'd watch that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Thank you to... Shande, Chantrell, Samaje, Shamar, and Sahil. I love you guys all so much. Thank you. And thank you to my pets, too. Edwin's right. Thank you to Skitty and Rufio and New Doug. Love you guys. We're surviving the winter together. Thank you. Thank you to all those people that are part of my family. I love you all so much. And yes, I'll say William's thing. Thank you to all the Tremors fans in general. And thank you for that, William. I hope Tremors fans appreciate this podcast, too. I don't think many people listen, but...
See you later, New Doug.
See you later, New Doug.
That's where we got it. That's really...
Well, it was because Justin said it. It was like... Because I was calling him New Chris, and he's like, oh, you mean like New Doug? And I was like, oh, that's actually a better name.
I also think New Doug is a girl.
I'm pretty sure New Doug is a girl.
So, like, there's that whole thing that now we're going to have, like, baby kitties, probably.
See you later, New Doug. Yeah, thank you to all my family and such. Caitlin?
I would like to do the same. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was doing this. I can you just do it? Like, I agree with everything you say. You didn't tell me you'd have to have me do it. Oh my god!
Usually, this is like the thank you at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate everybody who is watching and supports me and loves me and doesn't find me threatening because I'm not. And I have really taken that to heart. And so I appreciate everybody being like here and watching. Don't forget to take a break.
Adam's totally threatened.
No, I know. I feel very, very much about that. And I strive very much to not be that way. And when someone sees me that way, it really, it really bugs me. So
Caitlin is cool people.
I try to be.
Caitlin is awesome. Thanks, guys. Keep pumping her up. Tell Caitlin how awesome she is right now.
Okay, I don't need that because I am starting to get hangry, and you keep drawing this out.
No, but Edwin's tired of Justin's cult. Fuck you, Umberly. fuck you, Umberly.
Welcome to that club.
man, it's fuck you, Umberly.
It just doesn't ever get us into a great situation.
It doesn't help.
It creates a lot of problems, and we don't historically make the best ethical decisions, and having a cult following us around does not help.
Don't mess with the hangry lady. Caitlin is the best. Caitlin number one. And yes, start your own cults. As always, don't join anybody else's cult. Start your own cult.
Hangry wife is not a good time.
I know.
To the chat. I agree.
Okay. But I have to, as always, I have to last thank. Thank you to my wonderful wife, Caitlin Marie Lutberslav. Usually she's downstairs, but now she's upstairs.
I am.
And she's hungry, but she's awesome.
I love you.
I was going to kiss the side of your face, but.
I love you too.
And thank you for being here and expressing yourself. I really appreciate it. And I think everybody else does too.
I have a lot to say. I just don't always say it. But when people wrong me, you got to talk about it sometimes.
Thank you. Close enough, Adam. Thank you. It's with an I. Caitlin with an I.
It's a different way close of spelling enough. It. But it's
and cool. Happy birthday to Lacey. And yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being here on this whole show. Again, I am Levi Dylan Burzloff Lutt. This has been the Talking Tremors Podcast. Please check it out on the Tremor Saga's socials, YouTube, TikToks, Instagram, Facebooks. There's a Tremor Saga Facebook group. Go check it out. And this is where you say your name.
I'm Caitlin Marie Lutt-Burzloff. And I have been a host on Talking Tremors. Is that what you want?
Well, the guest gets the last word, so like...
Last word. You haven't had anybody do that yet, have you? I studied English in college. Suck it, bitches. Really? Come on, no one's ever done that? Last word? That's hilarious. I'm great. Because you can't say anything back. It's killing you. Are you going to explode? I don't know. I don't like you being this quiet. It makes me sad. Or like you're going to explode. Okay. Bye, everybody. Love you.